out a new lip gloss.
You what? You electrocute?
Well, we're electrocuting some of them, and other ones we're cracking a lip at.
Who needs to leave my freaking number?
Yeah, I'm fine, y'all, man. Keep trying, because Dan just fucked me up, and I didn't expect it. He gives me the phone, and he just fucked me up. What the fuck?
Man, how big is your husband?
It's none of your fucking business.
Excuse me, man. Don't use that language.
Yeah, thanks for calling me gay, asshole.
I don't know how Sam did that. It's been fucking up lately. Here you go, Jayad. Everybody, phone larking. Yay! Hey. Horsycat!
Horsycats. Welcome to another episode of Phone Larking. I get to go ahead and wrap up the tail end of a pretty awesome marathon, which not only inspired such great gifts as Horsycats, but also gave me a number to a fucking paranormal expert that I can't wait to play around with. Fucking lady was nuts, but I love it. Tonight on the show, we'll have Baz around for a little bit. He says he might have to cut out a little early, but that's fine. I think he's participated in a few shows during this marathon. So,
yes, I have, to the wee hours of the morning.
Oh yeah, and then we also got Ken. Ken, I just assume that you have not slept and you've been on every show nonstop.
Oh, fuck that. I might took a shit during the fucking during the kickoff show, so I have been mute until this point.
You hear that, everybody? You owe Ken a new mic. You guys broke his mic from listening to him talk too much. So good job. And hosting as always, or broadcasting as always, I should say, is Sloth. So thanks for that. Tonight's show is brought to you by Black Friday, where once a year, it is completely normal to go ahead and cause harm to other people just so you can get a good deal on TV. Thanks, Black Friday, for that fucking awesomeness that makes society kind of sad. I got you know, several ideas I'm going to try tonight. We ended up with so fucking many Nielsen responses that I couldn't believe it. So I've found a really unique way. I figured, well, how can I still use these numbers without calling these people and social engineering information, calling them 3 weeks later? Because obviously you can do shit like that. So what I did is the people who emailed me, if you've noticed in emails and stuff like that, a lot of times what it'll say is sent you by an iPhone by Verizon, shit like that, right? So now I have these people's names, their numbers, and I know who their providers are. So it's time to do some Black Friday giveaways. I figure that'll be a good way to kick things off. Oh, what the hell? Is Mixler? Oh, okay, never mind. Mixler's working, right? Okay.
I believe so.
Okay, I just had to check. My Mixler won't stop. Mute Mixler. Okay, that's better. All of a sudden, I can hear my Mixler in the background. Or I can hear me in the background like 3 seconds from now. I'm experiencing time skips. Somebody must have put a particle collider in my living room.
Motherfucker.
Yes. Hey!
Look. I call a 911 right now.
Look who joined us. Ice Goose is here, everybody. Yay! Hey, Sloth, by the way, do you have sad music? You know that sad music from Lost? If not, okay, can you work on getting it? Because Tabashi says he likes to end. Okay, perfect. Because he talked to me yesterday about wrapping up and how that's going to go down. And I forgot.
Love it.
So,
I love it. You.
How was Ice Goose tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
How many? You had much sleep? How many shows you been on?
I slept in like 3 hour blocks. I'm like, shit balls. I'm on like 6 or 7. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, that isn't too bad. I mean, you can always pop some Purple Tiger if you start feeling a little drowsy.
This is true.
Purple Tiger will keep you going.
Yeah,
I just did
meth.
Yeah,
some marijuanas.
Okay, well,
do a call, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think I'll quit delaying and I'll do a call. Oh, we're gonna call. Oh, by the way, guys. Robot guy. Remember Robot guy from Hawaii, that fucking coconut head? He has left me a total of 6 messages trying to cancel his robot. And this is a guy that I was trying to give the survival pack to, the one where he had an MP5 with 2 clips, an EMP grenade, and a phone to call us.
Yeah.
So, we're going to call him back at some point tonight. But first, I want to try before it gets too late. I got a lot of Michigan numbers, like a shitload of them. Let's see. I got to look for one of these I got. Okay. This is Ryan. Ryan Stowers. He may not live too far from me. He has the same area code as me, but it's Black Friday. We get to break all the rules.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
But no, I don't. In all honesty.
It's just like when Sloth and I were calling in bomb threats earlier. You know, remember that, Sloth? You motherfucker. Yeah, you son Black of a Friday. Bitch, you.
It's Black Friday.
Yeah, it was really right, funny.
Bad joke. We didn't really do that. Bad joke. Sloth, yeah, Sloth said Sloth
no. Upset. In the chat room, he said no. Yes, because it is okay. Not true. But okay. No, this guy could live, to be honest, he could live, if anybody knows anything about Michigan, you could go up the west side of the state, and it holds the same fucking area code.
Ken, so, what area code are you in?
Probably 313.
On your goddamn business.
Oh.
No, I just know he's from the east side, Detroit, downtown Detroit's like 313. I just figured he had to be from the ghetto of Detroit.
Now, he is.
Mine covers half, pretty much half the state.
Okay. Yeah, so you're out in the sprawl.
So what area code is that? So when I find your phone.
Yeah, and
I'll give it to you. Like I said, it covers half the fucking state. It's 517.
And can we go ahead and have your password to your cable?
And your social security number.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and call this Ryan.
Yeah, call. Call, goddammit.
All right, guys,
son of a bitch.
Eat you up, cat. Get near my food.
Hi, you've reached Ryan. I can't come to the phone right now, really? So please leave your name, number, really? And a brief message, and I'll get back to you soon.
I'm blown away that is Ryan. I've never heard of a female named Ryan. Okay, calling another one. We're going to call Dave.
I called one on Arby's show, Alexi, and it was a guy, and I didn't look at the picture until after, and I realized I fucked up.
What?
Yeah, there was a guy named Alexi.
No, but did you just say you fucked him? What did you say?
No, I fucked up. I didn't look at.
Fucked up. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't look at his Twitter profile, so I didn't know he was a dude until after. I was gonna tell her that I fucking had herpes. She needed to go get tested.
All right, this person, the good thing is they told me straight up. They said, "They this is James Knuker, I guess. He lives by Detroit, and he's one of his suppliers, Uverse by AT&T. So we're going to call him and give away stuff. These people gave me way too much information. This is an unhealthy way to be an American. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Giad, tell that kid to shut the fuck up, please.
I will try. It won't work, but my show will end very early.
Hello?
Hi, yes. I'm looking for James. This is Ryan Token. I'm calling from AT&T.
I'm sorry?
Is this James?
Huh?
Did you say this is James?
Yeah, this is James.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, this is Ryan Token. I'm calling from AT&T. We're your Uverse supplier? Your Uverse skip?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we were doing a promotional giveaway today for Black Friday, and you won.
Oh, yeah?
That's good. Yeah, we actually are. What you won is a horsey cat. So, we can go ahead and just mail you this horsey cat if you're interested in winning. If you agree, we can just mail it to you. Horsey cat?
I want it to my wife. I'm going to take the phone to her, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Honey, it's Uverse. They said for Black Friday, we won. Shit.
Hello. Hi, this is Ryan Token. I was just talking to your husband. I'm from AT&T. The Uverse supplier for you. And we were doing a Black Friday giveaway, and your guys' name came up, and you won. You won for the Black Friday prize.
And that is?
Oh, you won a horsey cat.
A horsey cat?
Yeah, horsey cat. Are you familiar with horsey cat, or do you need some explanation?
No, not interested.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're cutting up. What did you say?
Is that terrible fucking Comcast phone?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm calling back.
How can anybody hang up on a free horsey cat?
I don't think she hung up. Did she? Well, she literally thought it was a horse cat.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know exactly. Sir, hello?
I'm not interested.
No, no.
Thank
ma'am.
You. Goodbye. No, sir, I am not interested.
Too bad. We're sending you a horsey cat. You're going to like it. You know, the great thing is we know these people have a temper, and they're on the list to go ahead and get become a Nielsen family. So I'm going to go ahead and highlight them. We're going to call them in a little while. It's a Nielsen family. Yeah, just
let her cool down a bit.
Yeah, they didn't at all seem unstable, did they? Okay. Who the hell turns on a free prize? Unless I say a horsey cat. She was like, we can't fit a horse in our house. She's stupid as shit. I should have just said you won fucking $400 million. So just give me your credit card information, or give me your bank information, and I'll go ahead and put that in your bank account. I normally don't eat on the air, but I normally don't do 7 o'clock shows, so deal with it.
God damn.
All right. Pantech Burst. What's that? Pantech Burst on AT&T. Anybody know what Pantech is? Hello?
I do not.
Oh, I thought it might went away. Lux tried to get on. I got to add Lux, but let's see if I can add him.
Pantech. Let me Google it.
Yeah, do that way. I'm trying to add. I hate it when... Let's see. No, that's not right. I'm trying to add Lux, but because he's fucking yellow... It won't allow me just to add them.
Pantech Flux? Is that what you said?
Pantech Burst.
Burst.
And it's a trademark thing, so it's an AT&T.
You just call Lux yellow? Is that some kind of racist comment?
Yeah, goddamn yellow. There he is. Now he's green. Add a group call. Thanks, Lux.
Titanium cell phone.
Skype illiterate dummies.
Okay, we're calling Dave. All right. Goddamn child's awake. Child's never awake during the show.
Tell your kid to shut the fuck up.
I would, but then my show would be over.
Your wife would beat you, right?
Yes. You guys would hear getting beaten.
All right. Make that a call. Tell your wife to shut up so your wife beats you on the phone.
All right, here we go.
Kid's laughing. He thinks you're funny.
Yeah. Does that make it get a little quieter? I turn my radius down.
Oh.
Hi, is Dave available?
Mr. Dave.
Hi, Dave. This is Ryan Tolkien. I'm calling from AT&T. We're your phone supplier, and I was just calling to let you know we were doing Black Friday giveaways, and you happened to win.
What did I win?
You won a horsey cat.
A what?
A horsey cat. Do you pay attention at all to the high demand children's toys? Because the horsey cat actually right now, I know it's like, oh, what I want to kill kids' toy for, but they're actually going right now on eBay for about $1,500. Walmart had a deal on them, and there was a riot. So these things are in high demand right now. Oh. So it's a pretty decent price. I mean, do you have children, or do you plan on selling it?
No, I got a lot of kids.
Oh, then they definitely know what a horsey cat is.
All right. Okay.
It's your choice. So basically, do you want any more explanation on this horsey cat, or do you just want me to go ahead and mail it to you? What do you want to do?
Do I got to pay anything for it?
No, absolutely not. Your name came up. You won, you and there's actually 13 other winners, and everybody's getting a free horsey cat.
Sure, mail it on over.
Yeah. All right, perfect. Yeah. The horsey cat is it come from Japan. It's a cartoon in Japan, and it's a half cat, half horse. The only thing is it's anatomically correct. So there's just, you got to keep that in mind when you get it. The Japanese have a little bit different take on things, but I mean, kids know what it is because there's cartoons on the Cartoon Network about horsey cat. So,
oh,
so So if you're happy with it, we'll go ahead and send this to you. If you want to sell it or give it to your kids, all you know, it's whatever you want to do.
Right on. That's the first time I've ever won anything in my life. Right on. I don't got to pay nothing.
No, nothing. Nothing at all. All you got to do is just be happy that, you know, you're dealing with AT&T. Because, you know, we do our best to keep our customers happy. And that's why we do promotions like this.
Right on. Right on.
All right. Yeah. Just for an audio commercial, can you say, could we just get you to say, like, I want a horsey cat.
Sure, I want a horsey cat.
Okay, no, wait, hold on. You jumped the gun there. Say, I want a horsey cat and AT&T gay, or how do we want to say that? Let's get creative. Let's say something really different because I don't want it to be the same as the other ones. So how about my provider's AT&T and I want a horsey cat.
Sure, I can say that. Let me know when I got that.
And go.
AT&T is my provider, and I want a horsey cat.
Perfect, perfect. Now, the horsey cats do come. We have a couple of different colors. Do you want white, yellow, or brown, black? The only main difference in them is the color and the anatomically correct size of their junk.
I don't care. It doesn't make a difference.
Okay, black it is. Okay. All right, your horsey cat will be in the mail, and... it comes with a free, since I'm sending you the black ones, a free pack of Magnums. So you're all set.
Very well.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. All right. Have a good night.
Yep. You too.
Horsey cat.
Horsey cat.
Jai, did you realize that there is a website?
Oh, there's a horsey cat website?
Why would you fucking call repeatedly? What the shit?
What?
I don't understand.
Are you drinking?
Xbox bought the website, Dryad. No. Palindrome's designing it, and I made the horsey cat picture.
Let me see it.
That is so
horseycat.com.
Horseycat.
Right, let me type it in real quick.
I am envious of that horsey cat cock. That is fantastic.
Yeah, that thing is fucking massive. I'm going to make cat body length.
Horseycat.com.
I'm going to make t-shirts for that picture and stuff.
Oh, that is so funny. Hey, he really didn't get the penis thing, did he? And I told him, since he picked the black one, I sent him a free pack of Magnums.
Give it a fucking week and Brad Carter will have horsey cats fucking manufactured and meat and sold.
Oh, I know. And it'll be a song that's getting played all over. All it needs is his approval.
Well, you know, it was funny when I came to the show, I hadn't listened to Carlito's show. So they were talking about Horse the Cat. I was like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Oh.
I could not hear that.
Yeah, I know. It's been every fucking call that, I won't say every call, but every hour that I've listened to this, Horsey Cat's been mentioned. So I said, fuck it.
It started with Carlito, though.
Oh, it did. Yeah. He started out trying to give away a Horsey Cat. You know, in typical Carlito fashion, you know, like, I forgot what the call was, but it was like, or was he calling to see if they had a toy? Is that what it was? You got one of them Horsey Cats?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
One of them Horsey Cats. You just go to your computer machine and type in horsey cat, and it'll tell you if
he's
you have
like, he's like, yeah, the horse machine, the horsey, horsey cat. I think he was something the S said, and he's like, the horsey cat. Yeah, that. It's got like a horse penis.
Oh, that's perfect. The redeem at thehorseycat.com. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. I'm going to do that. Has anybody done that one yet? Send somebody to horseycat.com?
No. Right. That's what we were trying to tell you to do, me and Sloth. Okay.
I didn't know that existed.
The new meat spin. We're horsey catting people.
Horsey cat. Okay.
I don't know how this chick made it to college without ever having a boyfriend, but it's starting to freak me out.
Shut up, drunk goose.
I'm not drunk, god damn it. I actually left my alcohol at my dad's house, so.
It's not his fault. He was up all night and he's been taking Purple Tigers.
Yeah, I've been taking Purple Tigers, god damn it.
Purple Tiger will kick your ass. Okay, who am I calling? Hold on, let's try this one. Gavin? Perfect.
Let me download that picture. When they answer, I'm just going to call them motherfuckers.
No,
You are not authorized to call this number by your account holder. Usted no está autorizado a llamar este número.
What?
That's a bunch of bullshit.
By my account holder? Who's that?
Yeah, Ice Goose, what the fuck?
Yeah, what did you do? Jerk?
I do shit.
Okay, I'm going to fuck that
horsey cat. Send me that image.
Anthony, this guy's name is Anthony Carbone. which I'm pretty sure he must sell fucking self-help books. Doesn't it sound like a self... I'm Anthony Carbone! I'm going to look up the name, because it sounds familiar, like a fucking guy who sells bullshit. I'm just curious, so I'm going to look him up real quick.
No, I'm not accepting it from Lux.
It's going to be a meat spin.
It's my image. Yeah. I'm the one who made it.
It's going to be a meat spin.
No, it's not. That's the original one. I'm going to make a bunch more, too.
It's the horse and cat meat
spin. Yeah, there is an Anthony Carbone. I was right.
All right, this is meat
spin. I wonder if this is the real Anthony Carbone.
This is meat spin. Warning, you will get 43 STDs. Your friends envy for owning one.
Anyway.
Get one now before a sloth and India has kidnapped them.
Who sent me a horsey cat?
Me.
Motherfucker.
That's the picture I made.
Okay.
Get them now before sloth tries to take them.
Yeah. He's evil.
Oh, I already have that one, dude.
Yeah, I was giving it to Ice Goose and Bass and stuff.
Okay, I'm calling.
That son of a bitch sloth. Son of a bitch.
All right, I think I got a good feeling for this now.
I'm gonna ruin it. I'm just going to straight up ruin it.
You have reached the voicemail box of 6-2-3-2-6-1.
Aha! Guess the last four, fools. Shut up, dog.
It definitely doesn't have 5/8, 1/6, 2/3.
Yeah, I just go fuck yourself. I sent G out the fucking casting agency numbers.
No!
I sent them for the people.
Hold on. I'm doing a call. Hold on.
No. Oh, you motherfucker.
Stop. Mute.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Motherfucker.
6-1-6-8-9-3-3-4-0-3 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Ryan Token. I'm calling from Apple. I'm looking for a Josh Drake, owner of an iPhone. For our Black Friday special, his name was entered to win a prize, and Josh has won a prize. We're only allowed to hold the prize, or we have to give it to the next person for 30 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and just try to call Josh back in the next 30 minutes. And I hope you answer, Josh. It's a nice prize. Thank you for shopping with Apple. That was my way to try to get him to answer.
You're a motherfucker. I'm just going to kick you from the chat every time you join.
You want to Skype with that Hawaiian with the fucking...
with the long hair and the titties.
Are you guys talking?
One of the responses for the
that's some bullshit.
Agency, I was trying to get him to join the GIAD casting agency to do porn. Mm-hmm. One of them like sent a bunch of pictures and a 30-minute like private fuck video she did.
Yeah,
and Ice Goose is upset because he wants to Skype with her. He's like, don't give Gian her number. Come on.
I don't think it matters if she gets a prank phone call. I think you could probably still bang her. She's sending fuck videos out.
This is true, but if I go to Hawaii,
it wasn't an impressive video, I'll tell you that.
No, it really was.
She's one of those fucking Samoan fucking really fat.
No.
Hawaiians.
No, she was skinny.
So she's like a meth head? She looks like somebody who a Dog the Bounty Hunter would bust?
Oh, man.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Gian. She sent like 5 or 6 more pictures just this morning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something. So this person responded to the ad with a Nook. Is the company's name Nook? I tried to look it up. Who makes Nook?
No.
That's a good question.
That's a good question. On the sloth knows.
I think it's a Nook.
Communists.
Yeah, Dora the Explorer and the communists.
Oh, God.
We're oppressing Libya. Cuba.
Seriously, though, is a Nook
actually
just a Nook?
It's Barnes and Noble. God damn it.
Oh, Barnes and Noble?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Dumbass.
I don't know stuff like that. I don't know how to use words. Don't make fun of me because I never learned how to read. All right, I'm calling Tammy.
Has your wife ever questioned what you're doing? Like, ever walked in and been like, you okay in there?
Yeah.
I was kind of curious. I was kind of curious after you pretended to beat Lux.
No, nobody was home when I beat you. That's why right afterwards I was saying I get to kind of be a little crazy because most of the time I do my show, at 10 at night and everybody's sleeping, so I can't do shit like that. The few times that I have, like, slapped my table and stuff like that, she wakes up, what's going on over here?
Nothing. So go back
to bed. I try my best not to do that, but that's why I said, oh, cool, I get to beat Lux ruthlessly because it's during the day.
Yeah.
Lux with a stick.
Yep. Yay. All right. Making a call.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'm sick of people not answering. We're calling back. I think that looks suspicious when you do it, but fuck it. Hate it when they don't answer.
Yes, sir. I'm a telemarketer. I really want my fucking money.
Okay.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
I'm going to just jump to the next one real quick because I want to get this call to end. I think it's hilarious to send somebody to horseycat.com.
Yeah, and me and Palindrome are talking. You know how the cactus and PLA thing start off with, like, everybody saying it?
Yes.
Do it. We want to make, like, do that shit to a Best Buy. Shut up, Lux.
Shut up, Ice Cube. We want to get together, like, audio so we can clip together, like, different people saying horsey cat.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking when I made that guy yell, and I got a horsey cat.
Dude, go make the make a Best Buy go to it.
Make what?
Make a Best Buy go to it.
Yeah.
Give me a second. I'm going to do this one first.
No. Fuck that. Fuck that shit. Ken, go suck a dick.
Tangy? Her name is Tangy. Okay. Ooh. Tangy Darken.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for a Tangy Darken. Did I say that right? Tangy?
Speaking.
Oh, okay. Hi, this is Ryan Tolkien. I'm actually calling from T-Mobile. Tonight, we actually were doing a drawing for people who own T-Mobile phones and for Black Friday, and you won.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, you won. What we're giving away is some horsey cat dolls.
You said some what?
Horsey cat dolls. It's kids. It's a new thing that kids are into.
Uh-huh.
So they're pretty valuable too. The stores are kind of clogged up right now with people trying to get to them. In Atlanta, there was actually a small riot that unfortunately happened over some horsey cat dolls. So they're in pretty high demand right now. So I mean, sounds like you got some children. You can give them to your children, or you could sell them on eBay. They're going for a pretty good price right now. So. I'm assuming you're interested. They're free. There's no catchers or anything. We're just happy that you deal with us at T-Mobile.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All I need you to do is go and redeem. You got to go to our website and redeem the prize. Do you have a computer or anything handy right now where you could go to a website and I'll walk you through it real quick?
Yeah, but I do have a computer yet.
Okay. Tell me whenever you're ready, and I'll give you the address.
Oh, I'm ready. Uh-huh.
Okay, it's Horsey, and that's spelled Horsey.
Uh-huh.
Then the word cat, C-A-T, right after it, all one word, .com.
Okay. I got it.
All right, tell me when the page is up.
Oh, no, I'm not on the page yet. I'm just writing it down.
Oh, no, I need you. I got to walk you through the registering process. Do you have anything available to...
Oh, yeah, I can't go to the computer right now.
Oh.
I don't have anything right now.
Okay, well, just go to Horsey Cat. It isn't too hard to figure out. If you have any problems, you can just call, up to T-Mobile and just tell them that you were one of the winners, and you're redeeming the Black Friday prize, and they can help walk you through how to fill out the form and stuff. So,
okay.
Okay. You got any questions for me, or are you all set?
I'm all set.
Perfect. Have a good Black Friday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Horsey cat out.
I know. I should have said horsey cat out. I didn't want to ruin it because she'll still go there, but whatever. Hell, she probably still go there if I called her a stupid monkey. All right. Let's see how many more of these she's got.
I had to put the phone down for a minute. Did she actually go to that site?
No, she wrote it down. And then I was like, okay, tell me when the picture comes up. She was like, oh, no, I'm not putting it in. I'm writing it down. It's like, God damn you. You didn't listen to a word I said. Or you heard the word free.
And all then right. Top of the hour, everybody. Well, top of the hour.
You might tell them. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm drinking. We were just making fun of my clock, I believe.
You might want to tell them that you need them to log on to the website.
That's exactly what I told
and
her.
And verify it while they're on the phone with you so that you can confirm the verification or something like that.
That's exactly what I tried. She said she didn't have access.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Who did I call? I called Dave, didn't I?
Oh, my dog has been sleeping all day. I think he's dead.
What? What did you guys say?
That was Tangy. Tangy Darken. Was
no. I'm trying to get to the next one. I'm trying to call back the person I said I'd call back in a half an hour. I think that was Dave. Yeah, it's Dave. All right, we're trying Dave again. I think it was Dave. Did I have? Yeah. Yep. It was Dave.
Motherfucker.
If not, I'll tell Dave. Fuck off.
Can go suck a dick.
All right.
Monotone.
All right, I'm calling.
Hello.
Hi, is this Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. This is Ryan Tolkien, calling from AT&T. How are you?
I'm doing
good. You won our Black Friday prize. Are you interested in it? You sound busy.
No, you guys just called me and told me I want some horsey cat.
Oh, okay. Well, did you go and redeem your horsey cat prize?
I don't even know what it is. I can't even find it on the internet.
Oh, if you here, I tell you what, because that's why you were back on my list. I have to call you back. I forgot to give you the page to go and redeem it. Are you ready? It's a website.
It's a website?
Yeah, it's a horsey cat website, and you'll just have to put in the redemption code to get it for free, and then they'll mail it to you. Because us at AT&T, we don't make the horsey cats. We're just buying them and giving them away. So do you have a computer in front of you? Any kind of...
Yeah.
Okay, tell me when you're ready, and I'll go ahead and give you the address, and then tell you how to go ahead and put in the access code, and then they'll send it to you. So we'll be all set.
All right.
Are you all set? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. It's horsey, HORSEY, then cat, CAT, so it's all one word, horseycat.com.
Okay.
All right, did the website pop up?
Oh, no, I'm not on a computer. I use my phone.
Oh, well, I was going to try to walk you through the registering process to make sure you're able to get it correctly. You don't have any other way to look it up real quick? Only your phone?
Yeah, that's my phone.
Okay, well, that's where you redeem it. If you have any questions, just go ahead and call AT&T. My name is Ryan Tolkien, and you won the Black Friday giveaway prize, so they'll know what you're talking
about. Okay, now, Tolkien, is there some kind of a code that I got to put in there?
Yeah. Put in horsey 32XXX.
32XXX?
Correct.
HORSEY 32XXX.
Perfect.
And that's all I put in there?
Well, and then it'll just probably just ask you for your mailing address, and then they send you a horsey cat in the mail.
All right, then.
Thank you. Bye. Goddamn people. This sounds funny when you don't get to go. Okay, well, fuck you. All right.
He's talking about he Googled it and shit, but he's not on air computer. That's stupid.
Okay. I mean, who didn't I call back then? All right, I'm going to go ahead and make it obvious I fucking dealt with that guy already. Gavin. Yeah, that's who it was. So, Gavin, I'm... Yeah, because I called from Apple. I said I was from Apple. Gavin has a... Yes, Gavin. All right, whatever. We're doing this shit live. Isn't that what we do? We do it live.
Horse KOK 1.
I just want to do one of these, and then we can move on to other weird shit.
All right, I'm going to give you the promo code.
You are not authorized to call this number by your account holder.
You're my account holder, you asshole. Give me permission.
My D.
This is your account. Give me permission.
No, fuck that.
Alright, so shit. I gotta start bolding these fuckers so I know. So it must be Anthony Carbone? No. It was definitely an iPhone one. Give me just a second. I gotta scroll through here. Josh Drake. That's who it was. I'm so confident that's who it was every time, right?
What?
Oh, thank you. All right. Calling Josh back. I hope he fucking answers, because I'm running out of these numbers where I know they're providers for things. That's okay. I can give it away other ways.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
So far, my show has been a lot of misses. Fucking Christ, I'm sick of this. Time to... All right, I'm just going to call. I don't care what number I call. They're fucking... They're getting given away from Walmart. Somebody, I don't know. Somebody must have registered your Walmart, yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, Jihad, I'm just going to have to ask you to shut that fucking kid up.
It's not going to happen. But I can try to adjust my... I'm going to turn my mic down a little bit. Can you still hear me good? Can you still hear me now? Are you guys? Okay.
Weird, guys. Where'd Jihad go? I can't hear him.
Yeah, Baz.
I know. Sorry.
Come on, Baz.
Were you guys with me the first time I said that? You guys are assholes. What I was trying to do is turn it down so you can still hear me, because it's kind of like a distance thing, you know, where if I go too low, then you can't even hear me. But whatever.
Yeah. I ruined it.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
That's okay.
Son of a bitch.
All right. I'm going to get somebody to go to this fucking horsey.com shit.
Baz needs beaten.
All right.
Yeah, I need a bit beat down.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, it's fine. Yeah, come here.
Smack him.
Come here.
Hold on.
Hello, you have reached Adam Thomas, owner of the Balanced Canine. Please leave me your name, your telephone.
I don't know what a Balanced Canine is, but whatever. All right, we're just going to keep calling these motherfuckers. This person's in Arizona, so at least it's not so late. Here it's 8 o'clock, so I guess that's a little bit weird, but I've called people much later. Okay. I'm going to get one of these in, and then I'm going to go hang myself for wasting too much time.
Doesn't have to be in that order. Hang yourself now. Call them from the dead.
Hello. Please leave a message.
Okay, now I'm just getting angry. And when I get angry, the show goes downhill quickly, and then I start drinking, and I start hitting family members.
Yep. Ken's already drunk. He just never sobers up.
Shit.
Motherfucker. I call it a 911.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Mark.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. This is Ryan Tolkien. I'm calling from Walmart. You were registered in a contest to win some free horsey cats, and your name was picked. You're one of the winners.
Won what?
Horsey cats. It's a children's toy, a really in high demand children's toy that's on the market today. There's actually quite a shortage of them right now, so they go for quite a bit on eBay right now. But you won two. You won two horsey cats. So if you got a minute, I just need you to go to the horsey cat website. I can give that to you. You can put it in the access code, and then they'll basically just send you two horsey cats.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm at work right now, and I don't have access to a computer.
Ah, that's no good. But okay, well, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and just give you the website and the access code. And it should be pretty easy. They like us to walk people through it, but if you got a second to go ahead and write down the website, then we'll be all set.
Yeah, that's just not going to work. Like I said, I'm at work.
Oh, you can't even write it down, huh? Okay.
I'm in a big warehouse.
Ah, okay.
I'm at the Amazon warehouse, so I don't have any place to be doing any of that stuff.
Okay, well, we'll have to give it away to somebody else.
All right, sounds good.
Yep, you lost out. Sorry. Sucks to you.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. So fuck you, Mark, asshole. Who works on fucking the good Black Friday, anyways?
He said he was calling from the Amazon warehouse.
I know.
Yeah.
Isn't Let's call their dance park.
They must have some horsey cats there.
I want to ask him why my order hasn't shipped that I just made 2 minutes ago. Where the fuck is it?
Oh, let's see.
This, it'll be there by the 11th bullshit. Just won't do.
Yeah, real.
Need somebody. This person's in Hawaii, and he seemed pretty dumb. He called, and he was like, oh, yeah, my favorite show. And he talks like, really, like, almost like he's an actor. I almost don't believe it's a real person. And his favorite show was Terra Nova.
What?
Terra Nova was a late 2000 call.
Because that's still relevant.
Yeah, and the show was canceled after the first season.
Cool. The cliffhanger was amazing when they canceled it, though. I liked it. They're the only people in that time zone ever, and there's ancient artifacts. What the fuck? It was a great cliffhanger.
All right, then you got a mission in life. You got to be the guy who grows up and finishes the Terra Nova story.
Yes, yep. I'll do it.
All right.
Featuring Horsey Cat.
Get off, yeah, get off. It turns out that the artifacts were put there by Horsey Cat.
There's an ancient Horsey Cat.
Yep. All right.
Sloth, I wish you could read this text conversation. I think you'd LOL.
Hello?
Hello, I'm looking for Eric.
Yes, hi, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric. It's kind of loud there. Where are you? It sounds like you're in a wind tunnel. Is there a hurricane?
Actually, I'm trying to use this feature on the radio of the van that I'm driving. It's one of those Bluetooth things, you know.
Oh, okay. And a hurricane sitting next to you in the van. I gotcha. Okay. So, anyways, Eric, I am calling. I'm actually from. I'm a representative of Walmart. Your name was entered in a contest to win a pair of Horsey Cat kid toys. Are you familiar with Horsey Cat?
Not really.
Horsey Cat is a Japanese cartoon that's gotten really big in the United States, and the toys have flown off the shelves. There was a riot in Atlanta where, unfortunately, three people were seriously hospitalized because these Horsey Cats. So they're in real high demand right now. But anyways, you won a pair of them.
I won a pair of them?
Yes.
And people are running over each other for this?
You can always just throw them on eBay. I mean, do you have children?
No, I don't have children.
Well,
but,
you could either, it's your choice. I mean, they're yours. You could either give them away, or if you wanted to, I mean, you could go ahead and just sell them on eBay. I mean, right now I see the Horsey Cat Tyrone. He's the brown one. Horsey Cat Tyrone is actually going for $1,600 right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, so, I mean, that's the thing is we're giving these away because we, you know.
Wow, that really is in demand, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I won these.
You did. Yep. Your name was entered. Your name was entered. Did you remember entering at a Walmart, entering your name in a Walmart drawing? You could do it online or you could do it at a store.
Hey, I guess, you know, there's so.
Eric, your phone's cutting up. I don't want you to not get these Horsey Cats.
By accident,
it's cutting up, Eric. I don't want you to lose your Horsey Cats. Your phone's cutting up. What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you on the east side of the volcano? Eric, are you on the east side of the volcano? Because if so, there's not good reception over there.
You know what? Actually, let me see if...
Eric, I have no clue what you're saying.
Maybe it might be better.
Eric, are you okay? It sounded like your car crashed. Are you okay, Eric? Eric, are you okay? Oh, God.
Off the patient. I think he did wreck that fucking van.
He's all excited about his Horsey Cats.
He should be more excited about getting something else other than that goddamn coconut phone he has.
I know. All right, hold on. I'm going to call him.
Hey,
yeah.
Jaya, if you're giving away a pair, maybe the other one should be a female Horsey Cat, Shaquanda.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a vagina as loose as the Lincoln Tunnel.
Eric?
Is it better now?
Yeah, it sounds way better. It doesn't sound like you're in a wind tunnel anymore. Were you on a coconut phone or what?
No, I have this 2013 Dodge Grand Caravan.
Okay.
So it's got this Uconnect system where I can hook the phone up by Bluetooth. and I'm actually hearing you through the speakers of the van.
Ah, okay. Well, good. I'm glad that you must have shut that system off, because I don't want you to not get these horsey cats, because you're getting Tyrone, and then you're getting LaShonda. LaShonda's the female black one, and they're together. I don't know what they would sell together, but Tyrone's $1,600 alone right now on eBay, so... I mean, you can give them away to kids, or you can take advantage of the market right now.
Well, it's nice that I won something that valuable.
Yeah, well, originally we didn't think they would shoot up this high in price, you know. We just figured, oh, you know, there'll be like a Tickle Me Elmo. Maybe somebody will get like $60 for it, you know. They go a little like 3-4 times retail. But no, these things are insane. We're so glad that we bought 200 of them for our giveaway. And so we're so glad we did it, because these things are selling for more than Xboxes. So, anyways,
oh wow,
yeah. Do you have any kind of internet access? I know you're in a vehicle right now. Do you have any kind of internet access at all?
Well, I have internet with the phone.
Okay, perfect. Why don't I give you the email, Ed, or I give you the email. I'll give you the website, because what we got to do is we got to go to the Horsey Cat website, and then you got to put in the redemption code. And then when you put in the redemption code, after that, you just put in your address, and they ship them out.
You know what would really help me is if you could text that to me.
I actually have to walk you through the process, and we're not allowed to put the codes out any way but verbally, because of how valuable they are.
Here's the thing.
I think with your fancy car, you ought to be able to go back onto your speakerphone, or you know, through the speakers, and then have the phone in your hand and go to the website. You think that could work?
Yeah, actually, I pulled into a service lane, so let me, because they get strict laws over here with cell phones. So, I cannot be driving, you know. So, but anyway, what I'm gonna do is, I'll just skip the. I have a pin here somewhere. One moment.
Now I gotta walk you through it. You know, you understand that, correct? That I gotta.
Yes. So, about how long will this take? About.
Oh, 3 minutes tops. I'd probably more like a minute and a half. 3 minutes if your phone's slow.
I see. Okay, let me see over here. Okay.
Now, here's the thing about these horsey cats, too, because they come in male and female, they've actually there's a time period where you can actually send in. Like a picture that you got both of them. So basically, you know, you find a unique pose to put them in, you know, some kind of way where they stand together and it's obvious they're together. And then the company, the Horsey Cat Company, several months later, you receive a miniature horsey cat, a baby. That's kind of the promotion. Oh. That's the promotion that they do. So it's really kind of cool in that sense but you know, you got to show that you have a pair, because this is a couple, you know, and then based on, you know, because if you got both of the black ones, they, you know, then they send you, you know, the black baby. But let's say you had Denise. Denise is one of the white ones. And you mixed her with Tyrone, then they'll actually send you a light brown one. It's kind of interesting. You know, kids are really into it, because they sit and they post their pictures online, and then, you know, a couple weeks to a couple months later, they all of a sudden they get these little babies in the mail, and then they post those pictures up, you know, and then it's like this really interactive toy.
You know, this kind of reminds me of the Cabbage Patch Kids craze in the '80s and the Pound Puppies, and all, you know, when those things came out, and
yeah,
they were like really popular, I remember.
Yeah, and Furbies, and yeah, these definitely had, they're definitely a lot like Pound Puppies, because they're definitely into pounding and stuff. So, are you all set? Can I give you this website?
But you know, I think I'm gonna have to pull off the freeway here, because you know, when it's parked on the side of the freeway, it attracts attention with the service patrol people.
Yep.
So,
do you guys have Mounties here? Do you guys have Mounties or tribal chiefs?
We have these service highway patrol people. you know, if they see a car on the side, they think something's wrong, and then they'll pull over. And
is it true? Tell me if it's true or not, because you're in Hawaii from the looks of it.
Yes, we're in Hawaii.
I have never been. Tell me the truth. Do they have coconut radios?
Coconut radios.
That's what a friend of mine
told me. Wow, now that's the first time I've ever heard of that.
A friend of mine told me that the police there use coconut radios, and I was like, that don't even make sense.
Wow, so, I mean, I'm assuming maybe they weren't visiting. I've never heard of anything like that. Sorry.
No, it's not a big deal. My friend's just a racist, so that's probably where that came from. He's kind of
That's pretty creative, though, I have to say. Coconut radios. That's original.
Yeah, I think he stole it from Gilligan's Island, the professor. The professor made a coconut radio.
Oh.
And then Gilligan screwed it all up. Then they all died on the island, but it was okay because it turned out they were already dead. Yeah, it was kind of like they were just kind of sitting there and they were waiting to go on to the next world, but they all had to realize it first. It was kind of confusing a little bit. So, okay, I mean, are you off the highway yet, or you just need a minute? I don't mind. I can sit here and talk.
I'm off the highway, so I'm going up this road that goes to the mountains, so it's a little bit more. I can find a parking, and then I don't have to worry about getting, you know, arrested or anything.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah.
It's just that we have this crazy cell phone law that just came into place, and it just came into effect just recently, so it's like a $149 fine.
Wow. Yeah, I think it's a lot, because obviously that's what your car does then. Your car allows you to be hands-free, but I think it's a lot more safer, definitely, to sit and have it sound like there's a hurricane flowing around in your car, and whoever's talking on the other one, that's a lot safer than driving with one hand.
Yeah.
Goddamn politicians. They never get it right.
Yeah, I gotta invest in a Bluetooth headset. That'd be a lot better.
Yeah, definitely.
It's $100 thing, but I keep putting it off.
I actually live in Michigan. That's where my home is, and here there's like no laws. Like, people drive around with their laptops out on their dashboards. Like, the driver is driving and like doing texting and homework and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty different. Yeah, it's pretty unsafe. I mean, but then again, you only have to be 12 to drive here, too, so it's a little different than most states.
Yeah, texting is definitely, that's one thing and a lot of people like to do that these days. You know, that's a popular thing to do.
Yeah. Oh, definitely, definitely. Texting and driving.
So, anyway, I'm almost close to finding a parking place, so...
Perfect. Sorry. Go find a Carl's Jr. and park there. You can steal their Wi-Fi, and they'll never know.
Oh, yeah, but we do have a Carl's Jr., actually.
Yeah, if you steal their Wi-Fi, they'll never know.
I think maybe it went out of business. There's a Carl's, but that's in Kahala area.
All right. Sounds like your clock is ticking.
Oh, that's my signal.
Ah, okay.
I'm gonna make a left, right hand turn.
Do you know Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yes, I've heard of him.
No, do you know him? Because I figured from Hawaii, everybody knows him.
Well, I know his. Yeah, I know his TV show, and I've seen him before, but. I don't know him personally.
He's a racist, unfortunately. He comes off as a really nice guy, and he's like, hey, brah, you want to smoke, brah? Believe in God, brah, and go with Christ and all that good stuff. But then all of a sudden, his son recorded him saying, you can't have a black girlfriend. She's going to hear her say stuff. So he's it's all TV, brah.
Hawaii is, that's a local word, bro. You got it. See, the thing is, there's a lot of, a lot of racism. Well, Hawaii, I would say Hawaii is similar to Los Angeles. You get all the different ethnic groups. I'm sorry?
You guys got a lot of Mexicans? Because that's pretty much Los Angeles.
Well, not so much. Well, actually, we've been having a lot more Mexican or Spanish people coming in, but the thing is, we have a lot of different ethnicities, you know, in Hawaii, and they all sort of clash together, but then at the same time, they are segregated, like they kind of stick to their own groups. Mm. So we kind of have that happening a lot. But in, if you go to the workplace, like in a work environment, of course, everyone has to work together, you know, from different backgrounds and yeah. stuff. But pretty much people still like to stick with their own kind in Hawaii as well.
Unfortunately, when it comes to what I know about Hawaii, all I know is from Dog the Bounty Hunter, and it seems like everybody's a meth head. Everybody's smoking ice.
Yeah, the younger people are kind of messed up. That's how it is with the young ones, though.
Yeah.
Hawaii is definitely a place for retirees and hobos. That's the way I see it.
Yeah. Hey, a lot of hobos in Michigan, too. That's because you can, every pop can, you could take back and get money, even though it's really cold in Michigan. But there was a law passed that allows hobos to carry around mining tools. So like pickaxes and stuff like that. And they actually dig up their own supplies. Like if they don't have a house, they'll just like dig into the ground and then they'll take the blocks out of the ground and build little shacks to live in.
Whoa, wow. So is that where you're from, Michigan?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I told you that earlier. That's where I live. Right. And so they sit and they dig up them blocks. And, you know, you can't, nobody passes laws against it because, I mean, you got to keep the Eldermans out, you know, the Endermans. If you don't keep them out, then, you know, nighttime comes, too many dead hobos, you know. So they allow them to do it as long as they don't dig up other people's blocks.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Michigan's a different type different type of state altogether. I mean, like I said, you only got to be 12 to drive. The drinking age is 14. I mean, it's just a different place. Okay. If you're all set, you got internet access yet? Sounds like you might have pulled over.
Exactly. Let's see. Okay. Yes. So what was the website?
Okay. If you're all set, it is Horsey. Like Horsey cat, CAT. So it's all one word, horseycat.com.
Okay. Horseycat.com. Oops.
Let me know when it pops up. Has it popped up yet?
Almost there.
Okay, perfect. A little slow from the...
Okay, I went to the site. It said, because of the recent demand, we are undergoing maintenance. We will soon be back with a new computer website machine.
Uh-oh. Anything else? That wasn't getting shown.
All I know is that obviously it must have been very popular.
it's hugely popular, but we still got... Do you see any kind of forms or anything like that? Anything? Is it pictures? Anything?
I just see a horsey cat with a really big fifth leg, and
Sorry?
I think I'm not going to repeat that.
backslash spin on the website. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. My tech guy just let me know. Okay. If you put right after .com, if you put backslash, okay. Mm-hmm. So this page is having problems. Backslash and then the word spin, SPIN. That'll take you to the forum. I guess it went right past it. I don't know what's going on with the cover page. It's just basically a shortcut.
Okay, so I see if you're under the age of 18 or find this site offensive, please leave now. You have sat through 22 spins and it's increasing in numbers, and there's a horse head that's rotating.
Okay.
Interesting.
I think that's the right page. Do you have any volume? I'll know if I can hear it.
The volume is as loud as it is going right now.
Do you hear anything?
But it says you're now officially a horse cat fan.
I see a, there's no volume, though.
No, no, the volume on your phone. The volume on your phone. Maybe because you're on with me. Because if it's the right page, you can hear a song.
Oh. I don't seem to hear a song at the moment. No, I don't hear any sound from this. But I do see a spinning horse head that's spinning around.
Okay. What's your count up to?
130 spins.
Okay. When it hits 500, a form will pop up.
Oh. So, you know what I'm interested? What I'm wondering is, this is a very interesting site, so we got to wait till it reaches 500. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it's really interesting marketing. Just like I said, it's really interactive. Actually, if you actually had a Tyrese and a Trinnell horse, both of them are males. If you take a picture with them together and then use that, you basically insert it into that picture, then you can bypass this stuff. But with this one, it's very interactive. So, how many spins you have?
215 spins.
Okay, we're getting there, aren't we? Okay, so you ever been to Nevada?
Yes, long time ago. Oh, I went with my
family. How about Salt Lake City? You ever go hang out with Mormons?
No, never went there. I've heard about the Mormons coming from there, but we went to Las Vegas, actually.
City of Sin. You get some action cheap there, real cheap.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
So you into hookers? You ever come to Michigan? I know some. That's why I'm asking.
I've never got the chance because I was with, you know, my family and I couldn't really do anything. So
Okay, I got you. You ever come to Michigan, go ahead and look me up. I'm Ryan Tolkien. I know some hookers. Dirt cheap, ugly as sin, fat and smelly. Boy, they can blow with the best of them, though.
Hey, Ryan, has this guy got any blow?
Yeah, you got any good connects?
I can't say that I have, personally.
we're usually looking for good blow connects. So if you know where, you know, if you know where to get any, we're always open. I mean, so how many spins you up to?
We have let's see what we have here. About 340 now.
Okay, 340. We're almost there. Perfect. God, perfect.
I haven't done any cocaine off a hooker's ass in about a week of going through withdrawals.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, if you don't mind my asking, why do they usually have us wait for 500 seconds?
Marketing. Yeah, don't ask me how those guys work. I'm in promotions. They're in marketing. Those guys. To be honest, the guy who actually is behind Horsey Spin, you know, because I work for Walmart Promotions. The guy who's behind the Horsey Spin. Turns out, two things we learned about him since Horsey Spins got popular. One, he's a kid diddler. Busted going to Taiwan. I'm not sure what age he was after, but nonetheless, he was busted. Two, mescaline. Boy, guy. I guess the guy actually harvests his own mescaline and does it like crazy. So, if this thing's hitting, you know what? I think I know what we got to do to go ahead and get past this, because for some damn reason, I'm receiving complaints that okay, yep. There's other people complaining. So okay. So basically, it's gonna hit 500 and not go there. But there's a code we can type into the top, and it'll take you to the forum, and this will be it. You all set? I can give you I can tell you what to type in the top. It's just a numeratic code. If you type it right into your address bar.
I see.
And it'll bypass this. So yeah, basically there's a way to bypass all this, but the guy really wants you to, you know, like Horsey Cat. So he makes people watch it. I don't know. Some people are weird. So if you're all set, I can give you the numeratic code.
Well, the thing is, we're past 500 now.
That's what I was telling you. I'm reading on our complaint board from other people, other phone servers, that it's going to 500 and not stopping. So I can give you this numeratic code. You put it into your bar, and it'll bypass and take us right to the form. Then you take the same numeratic number I'm going to give you. You take the last three digits, and that's your promotional code. So you put that in the promotional code box, and you're all set. So if you're all set, I give you this code. You go ahead and you put it right in your address bar, and it'll take us to the actual form according to the help menu here.
Okay, the address bar, I see. Okay, so yep. I'm ready for the code, and I enter that in the URL bar?
Yep. It's
Mr. Tolkien?
Yes, sir.
This yes, I'm sorry to interrupt. This is David Snoswell in tech support, and yep. We are having a problem with the spins right now. So
okay.
Please direct him to the numeric address.
Yep.
Thank you.
I was in the process. I read your posting. Thank you, David. Okay, if you're all set, write down the address bar, do 198. Tell me when that. Yep. Then dot.
Dot.
143. Then another dot.
Dot.
Then a 157. Then another dot.
Another dot.
And then 115. Could you read that back to me just so I know we got it right?
198.143.157.115.
Perfect. Go ahead and hit enter. Tell me when the form pops up. We'll go from there.
And this I enter after all the URL, or I enter that as the only URL?
As the only. It's a backdoor page for the programmers.
I see. Interesting. Wow. Whew.
Did it load up?
Let's see. More blog collapsed ass song and swinging belly. What the heck? All right, I see a interesting site. It has a little Lego icon with question mark.
Okay. I think you're getting an error. Okay. Cool. There's no animated GIFs or anything. It's just
no. It just says on the bottom there's like random pics of porn and then you have these
random pics of porn.
Random pics of porn. And then there's these they're changing, circulating different images, going through different images or cycling, I should say, and. And then you have these words with links. They're actually links to, I guess, other sites. But then one says more, one says blog, one says prolapsed.
You could click around those for a while if you wanted. But it sounds like you're missing a plugin.
Oh,
you're missing a Flash plugin. So I would recommend. Do you have a computer at home? Maybe it's just your phone.
I just have a phone on me right now.
Yeah, but at home, do you have a computer?
I do have a office computer.
Okay, perfect. When use that same backdoor address I gave you and type it in to that computer, and that'll bring up your form. I mean, obviously, I won't be there, but if you take those last after you go to that website, there will be a promotional code, right? And then you just take the last bit of that, which is the 115. That's your promotional code number. You put that in the promotional code. You'll probably have to click on the tip. You'll get it. You'll know what I mean when you're at the page, because it sounds like the animated GIF isn't working. But if you click on the tip, the form pops up, and you just got to put in the promotional code and your address, and you'll receive two of these in the mail.
Oh, okay.
So I've
Is there a way to do you have a when you call me, I noticed my phone didn't log down the number, so I don't have a way to get back with you. Do you have an email address or a phone number or another way that I could contact you just in case I run into any kind of issues?
Yeah. Jayad, it's JIAD, and then you got a pen or anything? It's a little bit of a longer email address. It's the one I use for pit fighting. This is an alias I use for pit fighting and dog gambling. So
dog, interesting. Yeah. So it's a JIHAD.
Nope, not jihad, like not that. Jihad. JIAD.
Okay.
Saint St. So it's Saint Clair. STCL AIRE.
Okay.
The number one, and that's at yahoo.com. Now, whenever somebody emails me, typically there's an automatic email that goes back out to them with the secret addresses and the schedules for the underground pit fighting and dog fights. And what I mean by that, it's people fight packs of dogs. It's because dog fighting is illegal to make dogs fight each other, but in Michigan you can actually fight a dog. And so we got basically they're trained martial artists who fight packs of dogs. So you'll get a schedule for that. Just ignore it unless you're interested in coming to watch it. Just ignore it. It's just an auto thing when people email me. So if you got questions, go ahead and email me, and we can once you're at home near a computer, we can figure this out together if need be.
All right then. Well, thanks anyway for your assistance, and thanks for the news.
I hope you don't have any problem getting these toys, and I hope you enjoy them or sell them or whatever. And don't forget, when you get to that form, once the animated just going, click on the tip. Once you click on the tip, the access box pops open, put in 115, then it'll just want your address, and boom, you should probably 3 to 4 mailing days, and you'll be all set.
Great. Sounds wonderful.
And if you ever come to Michigan, don't forget, hookers on me. They're not the best looking, but you sound like a pretty stand-up guy. I mean, like I said, they smell bad, and they can suck like crazy. So hookers on me, and I'll take you to one of these human dog fights. See if you're into it or not. All right.
Well, hopefully I'll find something equivalent for you if you ever come this corner of the world.
Perfect. If you got a couple of coconut heads that wouldn't mind bashing each other with 2x4s, I would love to watch that. So, okay. All right. You have yourself a good night.
Well, yes, you do the same. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Suck my dick.
Aloha. Motherfucker.
Hey, suck my dick.
I'm going to punch a cocker spaniel right in the fucking mouth.
Hey, suck my penis.
You suck on my dick, so.
Why do you guys keep saying names to him?
Fuck yeah.
I don't know, but. Wow. All right. That was a long, strange call.
Call some dumb bitches that want to be a part of the Jayad International Casting Agency machine.
Okay. I might want to make one more call before we do that, which is to...
Hi, Baz.
This Walmart had a fist fight at it earlier.
We love you, Baz.
Yeah, we love you. Kind of.
Taking off, Baz?
Yeah, gotta run, Jayad.
Live right. Long and bushy cat.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Have fun, guys.
Yep. That was a very strange call. That guy was different, was he? It was just like, dude, you couldn't face him. At first, I thought he was going to be like really buttoned up and straight-laced, and he was like, well, I was with my family, so I don't know if I had time to go sleep with hookers. It was like, what?
Was there a purpose to that last call? Because I totally forgot. Plague.
I was trying to get him to go to, well, I got him to go to that website. There was a purpose, and we succeeded.
Yeah.
It was weird.
He didn't say he loves horsey cat, though. Damn
yeah,
it.
That's true. All right.
Whatever. I'm going to dedicate the next Psycho Show to horsey
cat calls.
Thank you
for calling Walmart. Welcome, Walmart. How can I direct your call?
Well, I actually lost something in the store earlier. I was in there and I started that fist fight, where everybody was pushing and shoving. And I actually dropped my wallet. Did you guys happen to find a wallet? I mean, I don't think I got pickpocketed, but maybe I was. It could have fell out because I threw my coat on the ground, and I just started throwing haymakers. So,
did you guys? Just a second.
Okay, thank you. And you spin me round, baby, round, round. Like a record, baby, round, 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 round. I'll never be able to hear that song and not think of that website.
Right.
And horsey head spinning is hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going to write the theme song and sing it for the horsey cat website.
Perfect.
Record it.
Okay, if you'll give me just a second, I'm going to send you, or transfer you to the service desk and see if they can.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you.
Elkin Walmart customer service, how can I help you?
Hi, how's it going? I was in there earlier. I kind of provoked that fight that happened, and I got, you know, I still... Sorry, what was that?
Okay, can you repeat that, sir? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was in there, and I was the one who, like, provoked that fight earlier, and I basically, I just started throwing haymakers, and I ripped my coat off, and I kicked some lady in the stomach, and I dropped my wallet. So I was kind of curious if my wallet turned up anywhere, you know, maybe when I hit that old man.
What was the name of the wallet?
Ryan Token is it? Would give me be, just a, okay.
Give me just a second.
All right, perfect. That guy was looking at me funny, wanted my TV. I said, sure, you ain't having my TV, I said. The old lady thought she could break it up. She ain't breaking up nothing. Stepped on her feet and threw an elbow. She didn't even see that coming. Drinking heavily before I go Black Friday, and it's great. At this point, they probably are trying to put the whole thing together and can't believe that I would call in and say that I was the guy. Bastards. Pretty much, Lux.
Yeah, we all agree this is a bad idea.
What?
Yeah, man, this is, I think I speak for Sloth and I when I say this is a really bad idea.
No, this is...
I think I speak for everyone else when I agree with them.
It's a lie.
This is walking the line, buddy. They don't know it's a lie. Really? Yeah, they don't know it's a lie, man.
You can't end it now.
It was a shoving fight. You should see the video. It was a shoving fight, and then the guy jumped on a TV.
Maybe you mentioned that you pulled a switchblade out.
No, I'm going to say I threw it.
Sure?
Yes.
It's not in the cash office, and that's where we would store it.
Okay, so it's not in there. Is there any way I could get a copy of the tape? Because I really, really want to show my friends when I jumped up and I was like, and I started spinning around doing like these kicks, and I floated like 8 feet, spinning my feet around. I knocked out at least six, seven people.
Like,
relax, you're supposed to let him talk, man.
Jesus. I wonder how long you'd have kept talking.
Probably for a while because I wasn't looking at the screen.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea. There was a brawl to happen, and I'm lying saying I did it.
This is bad call.
I disagree. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm making up a bullshit story.
Yeah, but it involves law enforcement. That's where the issue comes in.
Oh, okay. I'm pretty sure they already know what actually happened because it's all on tape.
Yeah, it's like what Sloth says. They might just be looking for the guy. And, you know, hey, this guy called in with this number.
That's what I thought she was doing, is being like, this guy says his name's Ryan Token and he kicked some lady in the stomach.
Yeah.
Even though that fight was like, not like the Mexicans actually sat and fist fought each other. This fight was like nothing. It was like a bunch of people shoving each other.
It's mildly funny. But at the same time, it kind of walks a thin line.
Okay, I won't claim that.
Very easy to fall off.
I did a flying.
The guy you're claiming to be could have actually like shot up the store afterwards and stabbed that guy or some shit. I don't know.
He did not.
I've seen
the news story.
Hey, Gian, I sent you the numbers over in the private messages.
Ah, okay, gotcha. All right.
The one they call JoJo is going to get Ice Goose all pissed off. That's his point.
I'm not drunk enough to approve. Okay.
All right.
Next call.
We got an hour and 15 minutes. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Before we move on, it's 8:30, so it's prank of the week time. That's past 8:30. But prank of the week, I got one. This one is given to me by Band from the chat room. Thank you, Band. I believe the date is correct. So this one's hilarious. You guys are going to love this one. Yep, 11:28. All lanes of Interstate 15 at Myrara Way were reopened Thursday after they were shut down due to a hoax. The incident occurred at 3:15 p.m. According to authorities, a woman driving on I-15 received a call from an anonymous person who told her there was a bomb in her car. The woman had no idea who made the call or where the call came from, pulled over and immediately called 911. Both northbound and southbound I-15 at Marrera Way were shut down while authorities, including the bomb squad, investigated. About an hour later, the woman received another call, and this time the caller identified himself as her brother. The brother had called her and made the hoax phone call. An official said authorities determined the call was a prank and arrested the woman's brother. Well, it's very unfortunate people who are not thinking when they make these jokes, the official
said.
What did
the brother say?
Hold on. Obviously, there was thousands and thousands of people that were stuck in traffic for over an hour based on this hoax. So I would hope that we take that very serious, and that's why we arrested the brother of the victim. Authorities say the man will face felony charges of making false threats.
What was he saying?
He told her that there's a bomb in her car.
Oh, yeah.
He called up his sister. He called up his sister and said, "There's a bomb in your car."
Yeah, I don't see the problem with that. That's pretty funny.
that's so stupid. By his end, you know what I mean? First of all, I probably wouldn't call my family members and tell them there's a bomb in the car. That's just stupid. So there we are. You can actually call it the idiot and the prank of the week. It's kind of mixed into both.
So, did she not know it was him?
Like, apparently not. She said she didn't know who it was, so she immediately pulled over and called police. So,
wow.
So, brother.
When I heard it was her brother, I figured he's like, "Yo, LOL, I put a bomb in your car. Talk to you at dinner." But
no.
Apparently, that's not the case.
No, stupid fucking people. That's all I can say. Stupid people. So, there's our prank.
Darwinism.
Yeah. So remember, guys, no bomb threat calls. Wait, we already know that. Yeah. Fucking dummies.
Hey, Jayad.
Yes, sir.
There's a bomb in your headset. That's what DS says.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we probably don't want to go down there.
Oh, shit. Oh, I can't kick Lux from the call.
We probably don't want to go down those roads of saying things like that. I was kicked by Tabachi.
Yeah, a while ago.
Try not to get law enforcement involved. Okay, so I guess I was over the line. Okay. I'll have to go add myself again. Okay. So, okay, you guys, which one of these you want me to call for you? Because I'm going to go ahead and take a voice break. Get a drink.
What?
Which one of these numbers do you want me to call on? Who wants to call?
Your mom. Can I call your mom?
That's not nice. My mom's been dead for like 8 years. I'm just kidding. She isn't dead, but I haven't seen her in 8 years because she's kind of a bitch. Oh. I do feel small for about a half a second, didn't I?
Yeah, I kind of felt like a dick a little bit.
It's not a big deal. I don't take offense to my mom.
You're a way bigger dick, though, for making a dead mom joke when you don't have a dead mom, though. So Ice Goose still wins. Ha. Huh.
How did I make a death bomb joke? Oh.
No, dead mom joke.
Oh, dead mom joke. Ah, I thought you said death bomb. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay. So who wants to make a call to one of these? What are they? Okay, so let me get this straight. You guys placed an ad for people who wanted to be in like, porno? Is that right, Ken? Ken, are you there?
Ken's taking a shit.
Oh, okay. But that's the gist of it, right?
All
right,
call the last one, the one that really fat. Don't call the damn Hawaiian one.
Okay.
I won't fucking ruin that one for me.
So this 40-plus-year-old, she went age 40-plus.
The one who says she weighs 185 pounds. I need to speak to that woman.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right, I'll be back in a minute. Well, I'll see if she answers first.
Motherfucker.
Thank you for calling Cressy Brown Photography. I'm not available to answer your call right now, so please leave a brief message or feel free to text me. Thank you.
Bitch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Shut up, Lux.
Hey, you motherfucker.
Which one was that?
We tried calling the fat one.
Ew, the one that claimed she was 180, but she looked more like fucking four bills?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you post the picture for everyone to see?
Fuck no, dude. I deleted all that shit.
Well, let me go ahead and put it out there.
I love how you still have them, though.
No,
I posted links for everyone after the show to get deleted.
Yeah, no.
Dude, it's bad.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, I had my mic muted. Sorry, guys. I was sitting there talking to myself. Ken, you want one of these? I gotta get a drink.
No.
All right, guys. She said she's 180.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's that picture below it?
Yeah, there's no goddamn way that's 180.
You could fit.
If she's 3'2".
See, I'm 2'5", and that's like three of me. So.
You're what? You know. What do you weigh?
2'5".
2'5"? Is that 250?
Yeah, no, it's 205.
Jesus, 205. Dude, how tall are you?
7'9".
Oh, how tall are you?
5'6".
God damn, kid, you gotta lose some weight, yo.
I am. I'm exercising. Dieting and shit.
Good.
I don't want to be fat.
Well, no, man, that shit's unhealthy like that.
Dieting is really fucked up, though. I'm just gonna be honest with you, man.
Listen to Ice Cube, though. Yeah, he knows. He knows what he's talking about.
For real. Yeah. Dude, don't fucking do that. Your body goes into survival mode, and then it eats its own muscle.
Yeah.
It doesn't eat fat, it eats muscle.
It eats glycemic tissue.
That's what you need.
All right, I'm going to send you a link for a bunch of CrossFit gyms, and then you go there.
I have a gym.
Go to a CrossFit gym. They're a lot better. Burns more fucking calories.
Mine has a pool and a jacuzzi.
Yeah, but...
And a snack bar.
It
has a McDonald's on the inside.
I scoot, or Giad, I just put one in the Skype chat.
It's don't drink soda. Take out pie, don't eat cake and shit.
So which one of these?
I don't. See, that's the thing. I don't eat sugar and chocolate shit.
Ice Goose talk to this one I just put in the Skype chat. That's his woman he's protective of.
Is that the one that sent the 30? yeah, bro. shit.
Who, Jojo?
That's his
I could pull that chick, too, though. I can get that.
Are you going to prank her or hit on her? Because if you're going to hit on
her. I'm going to try. Don't call that one. I'm going to try to get her to fucking Skype with
me. Do a little of both.
All right, then give me one, and then who wants to do it? I got to get some water. I've been talking for like 2 hours.
All right, you want a black or white chick, whoever's doing it?
At some point for these?
Do the ugly-ass black one.
Yeah. Guys, at some point, I should be like the other actor in the movie, and I'm like a 12-year-old kid.
Tell her you're going to shoot it in...
Doc.
You're going to shoot it in Thailand where it's legal.
Hey Doc, do you have a Dropbox? I'll send you the fucking porno you sent, dude. Shit. Oh no, man. It's not very good, but bloody hell. She's still fucking sent a porno. that guy had a third leg too. Oh, Jesus.
That was funny when that Eric guy said that to me. And what I'm seeing is a fifth leg. I said, what? What do you mean? I'm not going to say that again. What?
Yeah, Doc setting one up.
There you go, Ice Goose. You can call that one.
So the Jessica one?
Jessica.
Okay.
Jessica.
All right, yeah.
I'm going to make sure she answers, and then I'm going to get a drink. So.
She
looks
that.
Like she has a fucking horse face. This would have been good for Ernie.
Oh, tell her about cat, horsey cat.
Yeah.
You
can be the name of the porno.
Yes.
Perfect. This is fucked, but I'll do it. Oh.
La 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 la.
Jesus.
Okay, I give up on that one.
I bet she's got an Obama phone.
Throw up another one.
Black. She's a black.
I called that fucking. I told all these bitches to fucking be ready today.
You know, Doc, you're really gonna appreciate me. You're gonna like that shit.
Like it?
Fuck yeah! Everybody set up a goddamn Dropbox. I'll send you it. Damn right, man.
Okay, so this is Caitlin. Alright, you ready? Ready there, Goose?
Give me a sec.
He's gonna pull the picture up and get some.
Yeah, I gotta. Oh no! Alright. I got this. Oh, fuck. Alright.
Oh, she's freaking answer, so I can get a drink.
Christ. Sprays in the chat worried about how much eyeliner they're wearing.
More than I do. What the fuck? We wear eyeliner? to Sprayware Island.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from the Geod Talent Agency. Is this Caitlin? Oh, Caitlin, can you speak up a little bit? I can't hear you very well.
Yeah, I have really terrible service at my house. I apologize.
Oh, is it the Obama phone?
It really might as well be. No, I live out by the prison on the west side of Lancaster.
Are you a prison guard there? Look a little husky.
I'm sorry?
Are you a prison guard there? No? Hello? Oh, no!
Wow, way to go. You didn't even let fucking G.I. get his water and come back.
Oh my god, call that bitch back.
Is that like
some bull
insult?
Excuse all the people in the chat want your woman's fuck video now.
Oh, damn it. Alright,
short.
God, I couldn't help insult this girl.
She said she worked or she lived by the prison. Fucking Ice Goose fires off. Oh yeah, are you a guard there? You look kind of husky.
Okay, throw up another one and you can insult another girl so I go piss this time.
He wants you to call her back.
Call her back.
Oh, okay.
Nobody hangs up on John Holloman.
that's kind of one of those urban legends. Pretty much everybody eventually hangs up on John Holloman.
I couldn't even remember Giad's alias, so I used fucking Ice Gooses for the ads.
Right. Okay, yeah. I'm going piss. So she doesn't answer
fuck
then.
Brian Token. It's all about Holloman.
Yeah, if we do another that's the sound clip I want.
Hello?
Hi, Caitlin. We somehow got disconnected.
I know, I'm sorry. I just tried calling you back, but it won't let me.
Oh, yeah, weird. Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is John Holloman. I'm calling from the Geod Talent Agency. You responded to a Craigslist ad not too long ago about joining the porn industry.
What do you want to know?
Oh, just, you know, tell me your story. Tell me about yourself. What makes you want to be in this industry?
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm pretty weird. I don't know. I like everything. I'm 24.
Okay.
You know, the usual.
Are you into, like, are you that type of vampire girl? You like getting bit? Like,
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Dude, my phone's up. Do you want my house phone number?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just give me a second. Okay. Yep. What is it?
All right.
All right, Giad.
All right, post it. Well, I didn't get the number, but I heard you're getting a number.
I need you to call us that 661 number.
Oh, I see Giad St. Clair, and I always get confused that we switch our fucking names.
Yeah, I didn't put that there.
Yep. All right, there you go.
That's true, it's not me.
Yep.
Hello?
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. Okay, oh, now that I can hear you, I'm so sorry. Can you tell me one more time where you're calling from?
I'm calling from the Geod Talent Agency.
You there you go.
Yeah, about joining the porn industry.
I must have signed up for the wrong thing. I don't know if I want to be in a porn.
Oh, you look like you could definitely be one of our girls. You know, you are very pretty.
That was really nice. I don't know how much does it pay.
Well, it depends on how good you are in the sack. You know, can I just ask you a couple questions and I could roughly tell you, you know, it'll probably be about $2,000 each.
Go for it. Go ahead.
All right. It's, you know, for one 30 minute film, I don't know if you could take 30 minutes of cock, but
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. It's about $2,000 for 30 minutes and we give you $1,000 signing bonus. And that's just for one film.
Oh, that's hard. I do remember signing up for you guys. All right.
Yeah, I just, you know, I gotta ask you some basic questions.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so, well, first off, I just want you to tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh, God, sorry.
I already knew that. I figured as much. Don't tell me you're a terrible Raiders fan.
No, I'm a Giants fan.
What? I don't know. I think I gotta rethink everything.
Oh, well, you'll rethink it because I have a horse cock. So.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you'll be thinking that over again, huh? Yeah. Anyways, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
It's tough. I mean, there's a lot of elements to me. I don't know what you want to know.
Well, you know, let's start peeling back the onion.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, what's the biggest cock you've taken?
Oh, man. You know what? I live in a city where there aren't too many home guys out here. So probably the most, like, eight inches.
Eight?
Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't that a joke?
That, yeah, that's a joke. We'll have people that are easy 12.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. I mean, okay. I've been offered bigger, but, you know.
You've been offered bigger, but
the time—the timing isn't always right.
Yeah, it was probably when you're on your female time, huh? Your period, bleeding out of the vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, we're very descriptive here. We're kind of jokers, you know.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. I like you. What's your name?
Oh, my name is John Holloman.
Man, that's a good name. Should be
fun, you know, she's
by what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. I like my name.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. Sorry, we're filming something in the background. I don't know if you can. You can hear it.
Are you going to tell me about you or what?
Well, what do you need to know about me?
Well, I don't need to know anything. I'm just curious. You sound like a really nice guy.
All right, hold on. We got, you know, I accidentally meat spin myself. Okay. So just tell me a little bit more about yourself. How big are you?
My fish mitten. Fish mitten.
I'm not. You want me to send you a picture?
Of your titties?
Of everything.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
All right, can you email address or email it to you?
Yeah, just email it. Email it to me.
All right, so after you get the picture, call me back on my cell phone because I'll be out in town later.
Oh, okay, sweet. Can you email it to icegoose1@yahoo.com?
At yahoo.com?
Yeah, icegoose1@yahoo.com.
Alright, well, I'll talk to you later.
Alright, yeah, it may be next week. I don't know. We're really busy.
Whatever, dude. I get it. It's cool.
Alright, cool. Alright, honey, baby. Alright, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so
instead of doing pranks, Ice Goose is trying to get fucking laid.
Yeah, there's gonna be a new show called the Ice Goose tries to Ice Goose lies to women about being in the porn industry to get laid show.
It's the best way to get laid ever, though.
It's kind of funny that, you know. I describe scenes from Street Fighter, and suddenly I get kicked out of the room, and you're using airtime to light up orders to be in the porn industry.
He's
and it's okay.
Pussy during airtime. What the fuck?
Yeah. All right. Those kind of calls can be fun, but I think I hope
you get a picture from that. I hope she actually sends it.
I need a Walmart. And
it'd be great to go on Facebook for this show, though.
We may.
Portland.
I don't know if I want to call her back, though. I don't know. Yeah, Sloth, what do you No, I'm a fighter. I can fucking piss. I have a quick temper. Yeah, I'm fucking right.
You guys are goddamn goofballs.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, Eden.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
I have her number still too.
All right, you ready to do a call with me, Lux?
Yeah. Let's do
okay.
It.
You know, you'll know what I'm doing when I get here.
Oh yeah, probably.
Okay. It won't take you long to catch on.
And right. Send me your email. I'm gonna forward it to you.
All right,
thank
guys.
Thank you for calling Bye. Walmart.
Thank you for calling Eastport Plaza Walmart. Who may I direct your call?
Yeah, I have a concern. I'm not sure who I need to talk to, but it turns out that when I was there earlier, my son was shoplifting, and I need to inform somebody, and we're going to bring this stuff back, but I want to talk to somebody and make him apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. One second. Let me get a hold of a manager real quick.
Perfect. It ain't going to take too long, will it?
I don't believe so. I'll walk you them instead of transferring it.
Perfect, perfect.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm just gonna.
This kid. He's, ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, he actually stole a set of your horsey cats. That stuffed animal that all those kids are into. He actually stole a set of them. It's huge. I can't believe I didn't notice when we were going back to the car. I don't know how exactly he was so good at hiding it in his clothing. So
yeah,
we're gonna bring it back. He's very young. He's only 7, so I don't know if he just didn't know better. You know, I mean, okay. Or if he really wanted it. But I just want him to apologize, and then we'll bring the stuff back.
Of course, I understand.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me get a hold of someone for you, and I'll have them answer your call as soon as possible. Okay.
Okay. I want to talk to somebody pretty quick, though. I don't want to be on hold.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to put you on hold just for a second. Well, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
More private criminal calls. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think we just went over this.
No, this is my kid. My kid stole something.
I don't know, man. I think we went over this not too long ago.
Do you want me to take a different here? I'm gonna hang up on
murder.
Yeah, tell.
Hello.
One second, and we're gonna get you a hold of them right now. Okay.
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 I'm gonna call a different one.
I wasn't paying attention. What happened?
I just said that my kid is shoplifted, and I wanted him to apologize.
Man, why are you on about fucking like cops tonight? What is your deal?
That isn't gonna get cops called.
No, like you keep calling places and confessing to crimes you didn't commit. Why do you keep doing that?
I don't know.
Sloth, he goes, yeah, so my kid's shoplifted. I was like, God damn it, Gio.
All right, I'll take it a different angle.
Like, it's
so
funny, but
kid,
it's not.
My kid ain't out of my... What I'll do is I'll say my
a different
kid...
different anal? Is that what you said?
What's that?
A different anal?
Angle.
Oh, okay.
So basically, I think I'll say... I'll say. I got it. I know what I'm gonna do.
This time, guys, he's gonna admit to selling cocaine.
This time, I'm gonna make sure that Lux. We know that Lux. It was selling his body in their bathrooms, and he's sorry. Okay, let me call the other one. Which one did I call that time?
Oh Jesus!
Okay, the 22 or the 200. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call this one now. All right, this time it won't be admitting to a crime. I'll say my son wants to apologize because he didn't flush the toilet.
Or
and then
say
I'm a very strict parent.
Say he broke a horsey cat and he was so I don't know. That's
okay. Yep. There he goes. And I'm gonna make you apologize. And you know the routine after that, right?
I don't know, Sloth. Is that too far saying you damaged, accidentally dropped it?
A horsey cat is in the
leg broke.
What, you accidentally broke something in the store?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, fuck no.
Perfect, okay. Perfect.
Thank you for calling your Walmart Neighborhood Market Pharmacy.
Right,
our pharmacies offer an automatic refill program.
Your
prescription will be ready at
we're
the same
gonna,
time
we're not
going to
wait for a manager.
This way you never have to worry about running out of your medication. Ask a pharmacy associate for more details on auto refills. To request a refill, press 1. If you are a prescriber, press 2. For pharmacy hours, press 3. To check on the status of an order, press 5. To speak to a pharmacy associate, to request a refill, press 1. If you are a prescriber, to request a refill, press 1. That is not a valid selection. To request a refill.
I'm calling back because we don't want to talk to the pharmacy. Who pushed the pharmacy button?
Press 0, stupid.
Goddamn Ken.
It said 1.
Thank you for calling your Walmart. Please enter the prescription number located on the...
It didn't say that earlier. It said 1 for retail, didn't it? I'll press 0. You're probably right, Lux.
It's generally...
God damn it, GI, trying to fill your Viagra prescriptions.
Yeah, I'm going to admit that we stole all their methadone.
Thank you for calling your Walmart Neighborhood Market Pharmacy. Our pharmacy... Please stay on the line while your call is transferred to the pharmacy.
No, stop! is this Walmart just one big pharmacy, or is somebody else pushing buttons?
It's perfect to say I did drugs in there. It's all drugs.
I don't...
Thank you for calling Walmart for a new prescription or refill authorization.
Okay, I must be calling the fucking pharmacy of there. That's what I must be doing.
This is...
Okay, I'm gonna just look at what's another city? Sacramento? My God. If I'm not admitting to crimes, I'm fucking not getting calls. If I'm not admitting to crimes I never committed, it's like the opposite of the A team.
I'm still waiting for that.
Admitted to crimes I never committed. Now I'm on the run and the madhouse is against me.
She hasn't emailed me yet.
I can be face. I'm pretty enough.
I love it when a Friday phone larking comes together. But it rarely does. It usually is fucking busy. Fuck you.
I love it when Sloth calls Jayad on a bad prank idea. Trying to be a criminal.
Man, what is it with you?
I don't know. I'm not seeing it. When I'm thinking of these ideas, I'm not seeing it. Like, you guys are like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I'm literally like, what?
I think this is a great end of the 24-hour show. I mean, shit.
Like delirium.
Yeah, we've gotten the cops involved twice, and this chick's gonna send a nude picture of herself to the email.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
All right, ready, Lux?
I have been ready.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it hung up on us.
Oh, no.
I'm calling back. Oh, no.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
He sounds so curious.
What a meanie.
Thank you for calling our country club Walmart. How do I direct your call?
Well, ma'am, I had an issue. Me and my son were in there earlier. Lux, he's right here with me.
Hi.
He was in the toy aisle, and he told me that he accidentally broke one of the horsey cats. It's one of those little stuffed animals. He said he accidentally broke one, so I wanted him to call and apologize to you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Lux, go ahead and apologize to the woman.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to break it.
That's not an apology. You really apologize.
Ma'am.
Tell her you're sorry.
Ow, stop it. My butt hurts. Ma'am, I'm sorry. Okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you apologizing. Thank you.
Ow. Stop hitting me, Dad. Ma'am, help me.
Okay,
you have a good day. Thank you.
Ma'am, help me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hitting me, ma'am.
Is it okay if I ever bring him to Walmart again?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you're lucky, because if I was kicked out of Walmart, I would do this.
Ow.
Oh, no, you're not. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay, ma'am.
Ow. You have a good holiday season. Thank you.
He's hurting me, ma'am. Ow.
Yay.
Stop.
Yeah, I think the cops are gonna be called for a third time.
Now the goddamn GI just committed child abuse on the air.
Wait a minute. I did two of those calls earlier. Nobody said a word to me. Earlier it was a lot louder, wasn't it? Earlier it was really loud. I had an empty house.
Oh,
yeah, go ahead and call the DMV and inform them that you're driving drunk currently. You plan on robbing a bank?
Wow.
Do that.
No.
Chock full of ideas.
Well, I'm not kicked out of the room, so I'm doing something right.
Well, now you're going to be kicked. Watch.
I think Sloth.
Yeah, I just said it sounded like anal fisting.
Fucking Lux is full of these ideas because he's like, I'm underage. They can't do shit to me.
Yeah, I'm cool with criminal ideas. Goes off my record in 3 years.
Should I have you apologizing for RBCP earlier, and Tabachi kicked me out because I apparently admitted to starting a riot that happened in a Walmart earlier today is against the rules. I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. Now I know. I'll never admit to a crime I never committed again.
Is that the shoplifting one, or what was the one before that?
That was the one where he said I started that fight and I dropped him.
Yeah, he fucking drop kicked a woman in the stomach.
Yeah, I said I might have ripped my coat off and I kicked this lady in her stomach, or it might have been when I punched that old man in the face. And then I started admitting to
Jayad.
Two roundhouse kicks. Yes, sir.
Maybe Ice Cube can get you some pizza numbers and you can admit to putting cyanide in the pepperoni. I'd be good at this if I was allowed to break laws.
I know. If they're stupid rules.
call that one chick back. Call that one chick back. She hasn't sent me one. I'm going to give her some
shit. Throw a number up.
Yeah, Ken, throw Caitlin's home number up.
And I will threaten to stab her and her family for not. That's funny, right? That's funny.
Oh, like Caitlin's fucking home number. I guess if I find where we posted her shit.
Call the house one. I'm trying to find her right now. All right, I got it.
Throw that up there. Now.
All right. Doc, send me a PM with your email.
I'm going to have to ban myself from phone lurking. I'm getting a write-up for this. There's no doubt about it.
And he's fucking sober. He hasn't even been drinking.
Well, when I'm drinking, I laugh constantly when I do. The one time I did this show drunk, it was fucking hilarious because that was when I got the guy to put Gatorade in his... He was going to do the... exchanges blood for Gatorade.
Yeah, 8 pints of red Gatorade.
Yeah, but he was like, what are the side? He was like, well, what happened to the other people? And I said, oh, instantaneous death. And I started laughing, and he was still okay with it.
But hey, you changed the color of the Gatorade. So yeah, it's not
we
went to
blue. We had green. We had lime, but we went to blue. I didn't even know the flavor. I didn't know the flavor. Just knew the color.
All right, yeah. There's the number. Let's call her back.
Okay.
She needs to email me that naked picture.
Okay.
It was some bullshit.
You can see that at this point you're getting written up for terroristic threats on our show, and you're getting written up for using company time to try to get laid.
Oh, she's in Cali too. Maybe able to pull that shit. Hi, Caitlin.
Nope.
What?
No, this is not Caitlin.
Oh, who is this?
This is Caitlin's sister.
Oh, can I speak to Caitlin? God damn it.
She's way hotter.
Stop.
Who's way hotter?
She said I'm way hotter.
Okay, well, why don't you send me a picture to my email?
No, I don't think so.
You don't want to be in a porno?
No.
Do you suck dick very well?
Oh my god, dude.
Dude? Are you from Minnesota?
Caitlin's 14.
No, she's not.
I don't know.
You are going to be the lawbreaker.
Ice Goose is going to jail.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Starting riots is pretty minor at this point.
Yeah, fucking Jayad starting riots. Ice Goose being a pedo. Hey, I almost threatened to kill people
earlier. Put Caitlin on the phone, goddammit.
Hey, tell Caitlin I want to come over there and go.
Oh, cool. Ken's a criminal. Come on, Sloth.
Ken,
commit a crime.
You have a seat. I have one of those cookies.
I was feeling left out.
Ken, go ahead and have a seat. I got some couple questions for you.
Caitlin, Kayla, are you still fucking here?
God damn it, that's Chris Hansen on NBC.
I'm fucking dying right now. Oh shit, who emailed me?
Oh, it's gone. That's funny when she said he's 14, everybody went.
Oh, I was like, oh, what?
I
was
like, I emailed you, I suppose.
Oh, you emailed me?
Alright.
You suck dick very well? Oh my god.
Yeah.
I think everybody had that same feeling at the same time, like, oops.
Well, I didn't care.
Yeah. Bucks don't care.
That's the one called 15-year-old babysitter in Guam I found and proposed marriage.
You want to propose marriage to a babysitter?
Yeah, in Guam. She's 15.
We all got to help your proposal by, like, singing a song.
I'm going to say I breastfeed
still. Best to you. They're all child molesters.
No, we'll all sing the song, the horsey cat song. Horsey cat, you smell like fish.
You smell like fishes and you have a huge cock. Yeah, you're delicious.
Those are the new pictures your girlfriend sent over Ice Goose.
Oh, she sent them to yours?
Yeah, so that JoJo. I just sent you the new picture she had.
These pictures aren't even fucking loading.
Horsey cat, you are delicious. You smell delicious. Like fishes and you got a big like cock.
And you got a huge cock. Horsecat.
It's so funny what got invented.
Right.
You see what happens when 24 hours of pranks happen? Something gets invented, and it gets escalated in such a short time.
Oh my god. She has small titties, but oh my god.
The picture started loading for you.
I want to see.
Oh shit.
Welcome to the dude show. Apparently this is the dude show now, where we look at pictures of chicks.
Hey look, we didn't make you get married, Jayad, and have sex with the same woman every night for the rest of your life sometimes.
Far from every night.
I sent an email back to Caitlin. I said, where's this picture? I command you.
Email me. Email them all to me.
All right.
Yeah. You guys can't talk about breaking laws.
You can't even look at porn yet. It's illegal.
You can't look at
it. Don't send those to him.
All
right, Sloth, give me your email on the Skype chat.
It's questionable if I was breaking the law, admitting to crimes I never did. You send Lux those pictures, you're probably going to be breaking.
God damn it.
All right,
Ken says my birthday makes me 24, so.
Oh.
Shut up. Shut your mouth, motherfucker.
Don't make me hit you some more.
Oh,
have you noticed me and Sloth, or me and me and Lux's relationship has gotten more and more violent as it went on. It started out with put your hand on the stove. and now I'm beating him in public. So
yeah, I think it's because I'm kind of a slut son. Like, I have, like, a bunch of fake dads.
Yeah. I used to be a lot nicer when I thought I was your only fake dad. Now I'm finding, I'm hearing shows of other fake dads. You're getting it. That's all I
We got 35 more minutes of the 24-hour print machine show. Is Carlito going to come on to wrap it up, or are we just going to say, fuck it, we're done?
I don't know. Tabachi had actually sent me a countdown, which is 57 seconds long, to play and lead up to 10 p.m., so I intend to do that.
Okay. All right,
Doc.
But perfect. I don't know
I just sent it. I don't know how the fuck I did that, but... check your Dropbox. See if I did that right.
All right, let's.
I don't have a Dropbox, buddy.
We can jack.
No, not you. I was talking to Doc. Did you give me your email yet?
Yeah, it's in your PM on Skype.
You guys can jerk off on your own time. We'll do some calling.
I sent that to to Jaiad.
You guys just kind of feel like kind of jerk off during.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm on Jaiad's account right now.
My bad.
We can't stop the show to jerk off. Okay, we all got to take a note from Ken's book and jerk off while we would do the show.
Fantastic.
All right. I am running out of numbers, actually.
I have those haunted home numbers. Those people that want to help me.
Yep, that'll yeah.
Just fucking
like
call
that crazy back. Chick.
Yeah.
So
oh, crazy Maurice. Let's see how his Thanksgiving was since he hates his fucking family.
You want to call Maurice? I can probably pull up his number.
If anything, we can listen to that fucking funny voicemail.
Yeah, if you're my family, don't bother calling.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
I'm going to put the this one number in the thing. It's Dory. She's a spirit warrior. She says she fights demons.
Perfect.
So, you know.
I'm going to challenge her. I'm going to challenge her to a fist fight and then tell her that I'm going to drive my car over top of her.
No, but she sounded like she believed it too, like that she fights demons for God. Crazy shit, right? Man.
Yeah. Is it illegal to threaten violence against ghosts? Can I go that direction? She'll be a spirit warrior, and I'll be like, yeah, I literally, like, fist fight ghost. I'll tell her a story about fist fighting ghosts. Where the hell is his name?
Just this day, I killed the ghost of a horse cat.
Thank you, Tabachi.
But
thank you, Tabachi, for getting us numbers for us fuckers.
You got us some numbers? Where's Maurice's number?
All right, Sloth, I just sent that. Doc, did that thing come through?
I don't have Maurice's number at the moment.
Oh, RBCP, don't put a goddamn number in the chat. Come on now.
Kick him!
I'm too lazy.
Somebody will kick him, though, because a number got dropped, and so...
Oh, fuck yeah.
People have to pay.
It doesn't matter if it's fake. You have to be kicked.
Yeah, I faked some stuff earlier, and I got kicked.
I faked a minute
I started a riot. Yeah. Okay.
See, I get kicked for binary, so he should be kicked.
All right. It's Dory. I'm calling Dory.
Yeah, she's crazy.
Did you talk to her earlier or no?
No, she didn't answer. I have a lot that didn't.
Hello?
Hi, Dory.
Yeah.
This is Ryan Tolkien. I'm on with my son Lux. Lux is you emailed Dory? Is that what happened? He has.
Remember the ad you posted because the house was being weird. You posted that ad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she responded to it, Dad.
Okay. So, ma'am, apparently we're not really sure what to do, but my son thought it would be good to reach out to you. He said he's heard of you or you have a reputation or something.
Well, no, not really. I just believe in Jesus Christ, and I know that, and I believe in demons. Like, I believe in demons and in angels. So, okay.
Well, he said that he told me that you're a spiritual warrior, and so that'll help us out in our
issue. Yeah, she said she knows why the house seems haunted.
Oh.
She can explain that to us and stuff.
Dory, hey, could you help me out in understanding why all this stuff is happening?
Well, what exactly is happening? Because he hasn't told me any of that, really.
Well, it's a mixture of things, really. It started out originally, we just kind of moved in and we'd hear weird noises, things like that. Things that a lot of times you can just write off, you know, like, oh, old house, creaky noises, you know, things like that. Or maybe it was a critter in the wall, you know, you don't know.
Right.
But it's actually slowly escalated to a point to where stuff started flying around. And I actually had a 3-minute fist fight with an invisible creature. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, it was like a mist, and it was attacking me and hitting me. And wow. I actually fought back.
It was really scary. It flipped the couch.
Yeah, and it flipped the couch, and then I ran and I like did like a big jump kick at it, and it seemed to like knock it back, but then then a book came and flew and hit me in the head.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't really know what's going on. I mean, I can keep trying to fist fight it, but it doesn't seem to help. I mean, I get tired. It doesn't seem to get that tired. I mean, I've tried a lot. I now sleep with brass knuckles. I actually sleep with brass knuckles because I'm just looking for any advantage I can.
So this is, Lux is y'all's son?
Yeah, Lux is my son, correct.
Okay, and y'all all live in the house?
Yes. Yep. Me and Lux.
Oh, you and Lux.
Dad, okay. I told her about
Shut up, Lux.
Aw.
That's my brother.
That's our other son.
I told her about how we were at Mom's yesterday and for Thanksgiving because we didn't want to be at the house because it was haunted.
Okay. Right. Yeah, hey, Dad. He did tell me about that. Okay, well, yeah. So how long have y'all lived there?
Dad, I'm going to go watch some porn, so I'll be right
back.
Son,
you go ahead. John, just go. John seems to be completely unaffected by this, and he calls us crazy, but I'm telling you, I'm not fist fighting.
Dad, myself. I told you, I summoned them. I was playing with that Ouija board.
Yeah. I don't believe you, kid.
Did he really play with a Ouija board?
He lies constantly, so I don't even bother listening to the words he says. What was that, Josh?
I played with a Ouija board, and it all came in. It was like a couple days after that.
Right.
Really? It started happening a couple days? No, all that stuff's really true. And I just
write off anything that John says. I don't even listen to the words that come out of his mouth anymore. But if you think it was the Ouija board, then it could be. I believe you.
Well,
Dad, I'm going to go play with the fucking Ouija board right now.
I'll let you finish, but I was going to tell you guys that I actually caught John and his friend, Mr. Snoswell, is what I call him because he's old.
Okay.
And they go to school together because he failed like 6 grades. But anyway, I caught them. They were making like triangles and stuff, but it was like 5 triangles in one.
Well, triangles, and, I mean, that's not a big deal. I mean, triangles.
I think
triangles.
It was a penta. It was like a
pinto
something.
Like a car?
I don't know. Ma'am, do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know it's a satanic symbol.
Oh.
Yeah, that. They're Satanists, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Hell 666.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised the least bit if my son John was a Satanist because he screwed up everything he's ever come across.
Oh, Dad, don't be a dick.
Okay, well, there's a lot of people who will also just do it for fun, you know, not knowing like what kind of how serious it can be.
Okay.
And I wouldn't believe in this stuff if I hadn't actually gone through it myself.
The Ouija board's still in my room.
Ma'am, are you a Satanist? Is that what you told me?
No, I am not. But when I was younger, I played around with a Ouija board with friends for fun and didn't take it that serious, you know. And I did just other random things like that kids would do back then. And I know that.
Dad, I'm going to go play with another fucking Ouija board because it's fun.
John, you go ahead.
You know, they spell out words like
Satan around here. You and Gemini. Your pot-smoking friends. You just go hang out with you and your pot-smoking friends. I
played with it last time, and it spelled Gemini. I don't know what the fuck that means. But
wait, it spelled out what?
It spelled out Gemini.
Okay, yeah. Does that mean anything? Demons have names. Like, they all have different names and stuff. So
I don't know.
Ma'am, let me interrupt you then. I actually seen a blood spot, or I interpret it as blood spot. It was like a stain that I painted over at least 7 different times now, and it keeps soaking through, and it says PLA, like PLA, PLA. Is that anything?
I know why.
Is that anything that you recognize?
In my room.
What's that, son?
It says POA.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw one like that in my room that said APL though, and it was weird.
It said what? APL.
One says PLA and one says APL, and I saw it after I heard my brother and his friend speaking weird words. I think it was Latin.
Ma'am,
they were trying to.
Is there anything that
Satan et grandium?
Is there anything grandium. You know about the initials PLA or the word PLA? Is that your name? It's probably
what
John.
Was that?
I don't know. I assume it was John.
Dad, can you come downstairs? John's looking at me weird.
Okay, just a second.
John, no. John, stay away.
What's going on
John,
down here?
You're scaring me.
John, get away from Lux.
Hey, y'all need to get outside. Get outside the house.
Dad, he's picking up the knife
inside the house.
I think
get outside the house.
Ma'am, I think Lux. I think John is just smoking pot again because he looks really weird.
No, get outside.
I think he's high. He seems to be floating. He seems to be floating, so I think he's high.
Get outside the house, you guys. Get outside the house.
Okay, I believe this woman's probably right. Let's all go to the front yard.
Go outside the house and stay on the phone with me. Hurry up.
Okay.
Oh. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, protect them, Lord. Lord God, please protect them. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Away from what?
John.
Heavenly Father, put a hedge of protection around what?
John, you leave the good kid alone. John.
Get out of the house. Get out of the house.
Ma'am, we're out on the front porch.
Okay, move away from the house. You guys, what he's messing with is seriously really dangerous. Y'all have to.
Ma'am, give me just a second. I'm going to go slap some sense into John. John, come here.
Get back away.
Well, that did nothing.
I'm Satan.
That did nothing. Usually he goes down when I hit
him.
Okay.
Look.
Ma'am, my dad and my brother are fighting. And
look, you have to speak the name of Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus.
Dad.
Damn you, look. John. Always causing problems.
Look, are you outside?
Yeah, but they're over on the porch.
Listen to me. Calm down. Look, listen.
Cactus, and he just hit my dad with it.
You have to listen to me.
Now I'm mad. Listen here, Dad, John. You're going down.
I'll get you.
No, Dad, put it down. He's going to hurt my...
Apparently John's doing his wrestling.
Look, is this really happening?
Yes.
Of a chair.
Can you help me,
please? Look, you have to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Satan, I rebuke you.
Say it.
He's choking my dad. God's choking him.
One hand.
What?
It's amazing.
Candy bars.
What?
What? I don't know what to do.
You have to say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Say it.
Satan.
Say it loud.
I'm scared. My
no,
dad. John's coming towards me, ma'am. Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Louder. Say it again.
Motherfucker.
I rebuke you, Satan. I rebuke you, I'm so confused. I'm scared. I'm so scared. In the cab of the truck, but he's coming up and he's tapping on the window.
Is your dad with you?
No, my dad's on the porch. He's unconscious.
How old are you, Lux?
I'm 11.
Hang up with me and call.
My dad's getting... Dad! I'm going to...
That's
tell
it.
Your dad to get in the truck.
You're moving out. John, you get your...
Stabbing me.
I afford one. Stop me.
Yeah. John, I don't care about your screaming noises. You're going to live with your mom. Pack your shit and go.
Look, hang up with me and call 911 right now.
Okay.
Tell him to come get your brother. Tell him he's choking your dad.
Okay.
I'm okay now, ma'am. We have one of these kind of fights a lot, so he needs to just pack his shit and go. He's too old to live here anyways.
Are y'all outside now?
Yeah, right out in the front yard. He just choked me unconscious.
And he was choking you in the front yard.
Yeah, it's not unnormal, though. This kind of thing happens sometimes.
Dad, is John okay? I saw that you hit him with the cactus.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll hurt, but...
not moving.
It'll be all right, though.
Damn it, Jihad.
Jihad.
You had to bring in a choke. I was dying until you're like, he's choking. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
God damn it.
You guys freaking, you know what? You can't point that one at me. You guys were freaking.
Yeah.
I played along with the story.
Seriously, though, like getting people to think that something violent's happening and that stuff's got to stop tonight, that's getting bad. Seriously.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
I mean, what the fuck? No, I mean, seriously, though, like, it's not funny at this point.
I was just voice of Satan. I don't know what the hell else.
It was supposed to be like...
Yeah, we were doing a Satan thing. I don't know how the hell it got to... Fucking everybody's choking.
All I was doing is playing the dad who was being oblivious for a while.
I thought we were fighting with cacti because Satan's attacking, but then Chayad's like, yeah, he just choked me out.
God damn it. No more 911 or police. God damn it. Jesus Christ.
I think Jihad and Luck should call back and apologize.
Let her know it's a prank so she doesn't call the police.
I don't think she's going to, but if it'll make you guys feel better.
I don't think Sloth wants us to call him back.
Somebody's being fucking choked out by Satan somewhere.
Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, call her back. I think you need to tell her.
Fuck with you, Satan. It's all good.
Yeah, he came too. It's all good.
Yeah.
Hey, I rebuke Satan.
Yep. All right, Jed, tell her it's a prank, goddammit.
Yeah.
All right.
And tell her not to call the police.
Okay.
We don't need this shit anymore.
I think she genuinely cared about me.
Yeah.
She's like, I love you, Satan. Go away, Satan.
Hello, Dory. We rebooted Satan and it stopped.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it did. It was pretty neat. It worked. Thank you.
Hey, Dory. This is 93.2196645, the Cat Horse. The number one prank call station in Roy, Arizona. You've just been pranked by DJ's Horsey Cat.
He's gone. Lux disappeared. Ma'am, I was just looking at Lux and he disappeared. No, he got dropped. Anyways, we thank you for genuinely caring. We were just messing around.
Yeah,
hey, but ma'am, I had some legitimate questions, though, for you. I understand that you're a woman of the cloth.
Of the what?
Of the cloth. You know, you're religious. You get into Catholicism and shit.
No, I'm not religious at all.
Oh, well, you were going on about Christ, weren't you, earlier?
Yeah, I'm spiritual.
Oh, you're spiritual.
But I'm not religious.
Okay, well, what I'm trying to do is, like, I'm trying to get, you know, a little thing going together with some people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like sort of a new age get together. Okay.
What is it? Explain.
Well, are you familiar with sort of like tantric yoga? You know?
Yeah.
Like we get together and we get nude, you know? We can sweat it out a little bit in like a hut.
No.
And we can have sex.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we could have sex.
Ma'am? How big are your breasts? No, man, we're being
serious. She's gone.
That's
she laughed and hung up.
No, but seriously, knock it the fuck off, guys. It's not difficult to, like, not give out stuff that leads back to Madhouse and to not make people want to call the cops.
Okay.
What did Lux give her? I wasn't fucking paying attention.
Well, no, he was saying horsey cat and shit. Now that it's a website, if people, I don't know, like, it says Madhouse on it, and it's bad.
Like, horsey real cat bad. Website says Madhouse?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure Ariel is.
Yeah,
I just
funny,
seen a horse with a horse cat with a big penis. I didn't see it said Madhouse.
Yeah, I don't think it should have Madhouse. No, they changed it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since it's used in prank, because it can have Brad Carter, though, since he doesn't mind, like, PLA is real exposed. Well, no, seriously, though, PLA is real exposed. It's whatever already.
Yeah, you know, he embraces it. Okay. There's another horsey cat. There's another horsey cat. You guys see the horseycat.com now?
Yeah, it's better. It's a good design, but it shouldn't have the Madhouse.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that's what you're talking about. I like the last one. I thought the last picture was really
good.
Oh,
shit. This is an actual website. Oh, shit. That's awesome.
It's so stupid. In one day, it became something. 24 hours ago, horseycat didn't exist. The concept of horseycat.
Yeah, put my Snapchat on there, too. It's OMG Hacks Wars with a Z. Put that shit on their front page. For all inquiries.
All right, we got 13 minutes left.
This is awesome.
Where did Lux go, by the way?
It ejected from the call.
The sloth machine ejected him in the fucking...
All of a sudden he was talking and he was gone.
All right, Sloth, you want to do a short science after this, too?
Yeah, sure.
My God, you guys are going to keep it rolling?
Dude, I got sleep. I went to bed and woke up in the evening. I've only been up for 4 hours and 40 minutes.
You guys are soldiers. What the hell are these numbers?
Yeah, I'm going to go eat me some fucking beer and then I'll be...
This stuff will last.
I'm not sure how long I'll do a science thing, though.
Where do we got more numbers? I'm kind of...
Boxer gave me some. Just hold your titties.
What are they?
I don't know.
You said order titties?
Hold your titties, damn it.
Oh, hold my titties. I gotcha. Ah, there's some. Let's see. What are these?
I don't know.
I can't. Oh, they're restaurants. Indian restaurant.
You motherfucker. You motherfucker son of a bitch. You are not blood of your father. No, Doc. She never sent me her boobs. I think it's because Lux. I'm going to blame it on Lux because he was like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, motherfucker. Send me them titties.
So this LA Fitness, it's known for a gathering point for homosexuals, especially in the baths. Without thinking, I don't know which way to go with that one. And so far, that hasn't paid off to be good, so I'm going to hold back.
You know, you could just call the gay hotel and just say that, you know, you got AIDS and you're calling the cops because you're bleeding out in the middle of the store. You know, I think that's the best option.
I am not going to make that call.
And then you shanked a guy and you left your child there and you're a rapist who's wanted in a different county.
You guys gotta hurry up because I have some children here and they're safe.
Maybe some sexual assault.
Call up the
holding hostages.
And tell them you're stuck in the dressing room. You crammed yourself into some women's panties that were too small. Now you need help getting out.
That's kind of funny.
Okay, hold on. I'll call this one. This is the bathhouse. Which
one's gonna do bath salts? Spray actually gonna do bath salts.
That's fucked up.
What? Yeah, he's been doing them. Okay, yeah, he did them the other night too.
This is the hotel one right here. The hotel that is actually disguised gay bathhouse. Okay, I'll call that one, and I won't threaten a single person. Right. What is that noise?
Hang up your phone,
Doc. Oh, I got my ball gag in. Can you hear me?
Hello? Motherfucker.
Hello? I got my ball gag. Still hear me? Fuck.
I can't hear him. That was the dude.
I
he hadn't even
eat fucking dinner. I haven't even eaten dinner.
That guy didn't answer yet, and it was still shitty. Try the other one and hope to God that they just have a real phone line. Good so far.
Thank you for calling Elite Fitness. My name is Jenny. How can I help you?
I'm so fucking fat.
Yeah, I was hoping to talk to the some of the males that are back in the bathhouse, the gay bathhouse? Is there any way you could put some on? She almost was going to say something back, and just stung up. She went, click. So I disappeared for a second. All right. Are you guys there? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Nothing. He's a cold son of a bitch. He's thankful for nothing. Ken, are you there?
I'm always here.
All right. What are you thankful for?
Shit.
I'm thankful I didn't have to beat a bunch of people in the face and shit going to get this microphone for the show.
You would not be allowed to talk
shit. About it. I can't even tell you got it, motherfucker.
Eat a dick, you limp dick.
I know, it does sound like you're sitting back. You may want to mess with your volumes in the future.
Yeah.
Either that or you are sitting back away from the mic. Mr. Goose, what did you learn? Or what did you learn? What do you think?
I'm thankful I'm not in jail.
I wasn't even paying attention. I just heard that on the stream. What were you on about?
We'll come back to you right after Ice Goose.
What? Yeah, goddamn. Let me fucking finish.
All right, thanks, son of a bitch. You guys got up 1 minute. You have one minute until I run this track.
Hell, damn it. All right, move on to Sloth.
Okay.
Well, hold up. We got seriously like 13 seconds. I'm thankful for prank calls.
Yep, I'm thankful for the toads and I don't mean to break rules. I do.
Yes.
I'm thankful for Horsey Cat.
Shut up, Lux.
Yeah, guess what?
Yeah.
You quiet, guys. Is the moment you fans around the world have been waiting for.
All right. And now, the big moment we've been waiting for.
The Madhouse Radio Network 24-hour prank call show, aren't
you? You're going to remember the event forever. For the 40th time, let's count down.
Because it's Black Friday, you know?
50. 14,
the Madhouse 15, Radio the Network 24-hour prank call show, aren't you?
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 98.6.
Yay!
Marathon's over. Yay!
I've been up for 37 hours. I'm gonna go sleep now.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ. How many people actually stayed up? I know none of you.
I did. Just... Fuck no, I ain't gonna do some shit like that.
You guys are stupid. Only awesome people stay up. Like
that Ice Goose bastard's gonna do days, some man. Science.
If I actually stayed up all day or all night and did this, that meant I would already been up. And I'd be fucked up for days.
I'm so fucking tired, I'm not tired. Like, I could stay up all night now. Like, if that makes any sense. I've reached the point.
Get behind our
guys do realize we're still on the air, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Go eat a dick, Ken.
Sloth said you guys are back on.
You got that,
let us know.
Hey, you're louder this time. You got that dick out of your mouth.
Well, alright, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up my show.
I'm gonna get some goddamn beer.
I'm pretty tired anyway, so... See you later, Ken. Goddamn beer and young up. That was pretty.
My motherfucker.
Pretty
motherfucking shit.
Horseycat.com.
Hey, they're all dropping out one by one. All right, thanks everybody. Thanks for everybody who did help do the 24-hour marathon. That was pretty awesome. Thanks for Sloth for hosting my show like I did. Sorry we make you try to. Have to be dad, Sloth. None of us meant it. Normally I don't have too much of an issue with that, but I guess tonight I crossed the line more than 3 times, I think. So, sorry. I will learn. I'm going to go punish myself and then light some hookers on fire or something. So, all right, everyone. Have a good night.
P-L-A.
Go away. P-L-A.
P-L-A.
Go
away.
P-L-A.
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 Go away.
P-L-A.
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 Go away.
go away. PLA, go away.
PLA,
go away. PLA,
go away.
PLA,
go away.
PLA,
go away.
PLA, what the?